direct her a message and be like, whenever you want to come on the show, we usually go Sundays at 8.
Well, that came in perfectly. Good evening, and welcome to another installment of the Critical Hit Anomalous here on the AnomalousRadioNetwork.net.
Season 2. I just want to act like we have seasons now.
Well, it's kind of hard because I always confuse at what exactly is a season, you know, because sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's 13 episodes, 16 episodes, 23 episodes, you know.
The background music still going.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Hopefully no one complains.
Well, because that's the one thing that cracks me up, like with talk shows, like The Tonight Show or Conan or something. It's like you go and you look at the little guide, and it's just like season whatever. And it's like, well, don't you need to have a season finale so we know what's going on?
Yeah.
You
know? Did we have a season finale then?
No. I just wanted to act like, you know, we had seasons for a minute.
Well, we are, because things are starting to, if people don't know, you know, new things are happening with the network. If you haven't jumped on the network now. Oh, I'm one of your hosts, Justin Villarreal. And we also have John O'Hagan. Go ahead, John. Speak again so people know it's you.
Speak again so people know that I'm real.
Actually, here, go ahead. Say that again just so I know the levels here.
Say that again. Hi, John O'Hagan.
There he is.
John O'Hagan
just
here. Let him
turn
let
it a little
know
up there.
You're real, that you exist. I am the John O'Hagan, not my dad, who's also John O'Hagan, or my other son.
Are you a junior?
No,
is that
I'm
considered
not a junior?
Okay.
We have different middle names. Like my dad, he's got a different middle name, and then I'm John. And then, so what did I do when I had my oldest son? I named him John.
Huh.
But, you know, so why not?
Why not? Keep it going.
So then when Eddie showed up, it was, I'm doing something different with you, you know.
Yeah, we don't carry names, but in my family we have middle names that are similar. So my cousin is Robert Lewis. I'm Justin Lewis. My grandfather is actually Lewis Villarreal. So that's where it kind of started from. My cousin Ricky is also a Lewis as well. So we don't have much of that, but we still carry the middle name.
I felt bad for Beeman. Ryan, because how he was the oldest. I guess the oldest in the Beeman family, their middle name has to be Kelsey.
Really?
So, Ryan, if you're listening, I'm sorry I spilt the secret. And I don't know if Chris is listening.
He does tune in every now and then. Ryan has tuned in every
Chris
now
is
and then.
Captain Chris is sitting like, ha-ha, finally.
Everyone knows. But we've been doing things a little differently. There's been new talks of different shows, different start times, including tonight. Of course, the archives don't give a heck because they just listen to whatever they want. But live show, we're testing out 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 right now. We're pushing a two-hour episode. We may go longer. But, you know, some of the feedback has been, hey, kind of keep it around, you know, 2 hours or so and see how it goes. So we're testing that out. The site has been updated with some new backgrounds, you know, new aesthetics and everything.
Speaking of the site,
go ahead.
If anybody has any recommendations for a video of the week.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Feel free to send it to either the Facebook
page.
We
do have that.
Twitter or I don't know how else. Or can they actually send something to the page itself yet? Or
No, I don't think they have. Yeah,
well,
I don't think we got anything.
If you're live in the chat box, feel free to give us.
Oh, yeah, in the chat room. Thank you. That's a good point.
Any kind of funny suggestions you have, you know.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and go from there. There's actually many ways to get a hold of us. So find us on the Twitters, which everything you can find at theanomousradionetwork.net, and get a hold of our contacts there. Of course, find The Critical Anomous on Facebook, and find The Critical Ha on Twitter.
It's been really funny the last week, referring to the, whenever I say it, I call it TCHA, even when I refer to it. But, you know, in the last few discussions we've had during the week, everyone's been calling it Teacha. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, so when we refer to it as that, are we actually teaching people? When did we become teachers? Like,
teachers.
Like we sound like...
Yo, my teacher.
Yeah, we sound like wannabe gangsters or ghetto people trying to say, yo, teacher. So, but hey, I mean, you know, if teachers becomes a cool slang term, you know, we'll
that's
be
us
making the buku bucks off Twitter when people need to, you know, when the big corporate
that Twitter money,
we
gotta get on Vine.
like that teacher. Did you read that one?
No, which one?
There's a teacher, and there's an article where she's a teacher's assistant or whatever, and now she's making six figures because she just twerked for 6 seconds.
Yeah,
on Vine.
She's actually easy on the eyes, not bad.
Yeah, people are just like, just name our product and we'll give you money. So
yeah.
It's like, man, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, I wish we had round end and a pretty face.
Yeah, if I could twerk, I'd be like, hey, Netflix!
$1 million, baby! Yay!
Hey, MGD!
With like MGD booty shows
yeah.
You get to wear. So season we're implementing booty shorts for every host is wearing booty shorts this time.
We need a YouTube channel for that one though. I mean, can you imagine the views like shares on Facebook? Like, hey, check out this guy with his booty. You seen Justin in booty shorts? I would quit. I'd be done.
That's gonna be hilarious.
Anyways.
I heard my ass is kind of cute, so maybe it'll turn out fine. But anyways, so we're doing some new stuff. Just today, if you were catching me on the Twitters or Facebook and all that, I posted my soft reboot, as I like to call it, of the LCGH podcast, which was named, which had different numerous names, but I'm starting with the LCGH podcast. We haven't confirmed a true date, which, once again, I've never really had an issue, you know, with the podcast. And since today we had people tune in, listen to the show, it was great.
Might actually, you know, if you listen all the way through, might be a special guest.
I
don't know. Maybe.
Might be a special surprise
Pierre.
Crossover. So the podcast is going to be right now for this month at the moment. We'll see what happens later on, but we're talking about local hunts that involve the LCGH research group, which I involve. I'm not just a wonderful radio show host for a geek podcast, but I also do paranormal shows, which with our other hosts on ztalkradio.com, we do the Critical or the Anomous Think Tank. But I thought I'd just switch it up a little bit, talk about, you know, local adventures.
What do you do ZTalk with?
Dak the Nomad, yes, which is also a host that we usually have on, but tonight he is off at the moment. So, we'll have Dak missing, but we also have John, Ed, and Jonathan when he's done talking to my wonderful lady up there, which, just so you know, it's 10 years anniversary.
Right, right. Congrats.
10 years. We're not married, don't have kids, other than the furry.
And you live in a state where common law is not allowed.
Oh,
it's not even recognized.
So it doesn't even matter. So I'm still good. I'm still good. It's good. So
she hasn't thrown you out yet, so that's
no,
a plus.
I'm still here. She hasn't killed me, put me in a spider web or anything
What else is coming? We got, what, Dak and Ed are talking about doing a new show?
Yes, we also have Filmology or something like that. Which they discuss different themes.
If I'm butchering it, I apologize.
I'm not exactly sure the whole thing. Of course, they would be better to talk about that, and Ed could probably talk about it later. But, yeah, so we got the LCGH podcast. We have Bad Bot Radio, which you can check out episode 2.
With Signal Fury.
Signal Fury. He decided to keep a name, so we're going to keep him at Signal Fury.
At Signal Fury, if you're listening, thank you for tagging for that reference on the Twitter. I do like how I hardly use Twitter. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I hardly use Twitter, and that one day it was like, the podcast started following. I'm like, I thought Teacha was following me. Guess not. So they started following me, and then it was like, the Good Vibes Playlist Project is following you. And then it was like Signal Fury. And then all of a sudden it's like Signal Fury goes, he's like, this is my real name. I finally saw a name at Darth Cubby. LOL. So it was cool. And then, you know, obviously you got mentioned on it. So it was nice that Signal Fury is now the host of the Good Vibes Playlist Project.
Yes, and Bad Bot Radio, which He has like a bi-weekly schedule. There's no set day that he does it. But he's getting a lot of listens, SoundCloud and stuff like that. People are really tuning into it. So check out the Good Vibes Playlist Project, and you can also get updated on our Podbean. So Anonymous Radio Network, go to Podbean. You can get all of our individual episodes there, and they'll be uploaded for both Bad Bot and Good Vibes and Optional Opinion with Ed and Teacha and the OSJ's podcast.
Is that really what we're calling ourselves now, Teacha?
Yeah.
Are we trying to be hip?
I guess that kind of started it. So
we're a bunch of grown ass men calling ourselves teacher.
We are here.
Listen here, children who are sitting down with us. We're gonna teach you something. You know.
So yeah, you will have that, and there's actually talks again of doing Guerrilla Radio with another host. So we'll see how things go. But you got enough to catch up on, enough great music, great podcast, and everything will be renewed by Monday or so. So
you'll be able to catch up with that. Season 2.
Season 2, here we are. Or is it really season 3? Because we've kind of been doing this
I've done about 40 shows. I mean, okay. if you really wanted to break it down, we're what, 60? You did like...
We're on 60. Oh, I'm sorry to bring that up too. But thanks for the reminder. I'm working right now in a kind of a makeshift way we're doing a podcast, but my laptop, my MacBook had kaput. So all those past episodes from just the 2 or 3 episodes that we did, I can't upload them right now. So we kind of have lost episodes. But we're at like episode 64 now, if I'm correct. So given that, you've done about 40 episodes, which if you split it up, that's already two seasons.
If you go by TV, you just do about 22 episodes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and obviously, you know, 22 to 24.
Yeah,
and I mean, if there's a writer's strike, you know, again,
it mixes it up. But
so,
yeah,
so I mean, we would.
You're season 2. I think we're really a season 3, but
I guess I was. Well, maybe when I would have joined or mm-hmm. near the end, I was like the cliffhanger guest at the end of season 1.
You know, we jumped a shark.
Well, I don't. Yeah, bringing me on ended it, but you know, because yeah, I've been because using Time Hop, the little app now that mm-hmm. lets you know it's funny like how many I'm going through it. And how it's like, and I'm doing another appearance on the, you know, and I'm doing another
from
appearance.
About a year ago or yeah, so. Yeah.
So I'm at my official one
official year here. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll just say we're second season in. Why not? Second season in. We're starting something. We're looking at a new logo and stuff, and just there's all sorts of new things going on.
We do a lot more
new
than
hosts,
just sit here and,
you know, being involved with the show. It's been pretty cool. It's been evolving as far as I could tell. It really has been growing. We've been getting listeners. Actually, John just shared someone with this week that a listener was really enjoying, you know, just the overall aspect of the show. And it's good. It's finally
my
good.
My contractual obligation. one of the owners of La Cocina Restaurant in Fox Lakes. Fox Lake, next to the metro station. Get off and grab yourself a good taco and burrito. You know, he's an avid listener. So he actually does want to try to get on the show.
Yep.
Unfortunately, if you go to La Cocina, tell him that Teacha sent you. Won't get you anything, but I just want to act like I have that kind of.
Yeah, data. And he'll be like, "Oh yeah,
yeah, cool."
Yeah, full price, please.
Yeah, try my tacos.
But yeah, so it was kind of great to hear that, you know, after so many different things with the show, growing with it, and so on. But yeah, we got some brand new stuff, new Bad Bot Radio, new Optional Opinion. Ed will be able to talk more once he gets here about what he's got going on next week coming up. But
we should have Ed on within the hour.
Yeah, within the next probably 20 minutes, half hour. So,
don't want to
yeah,
put a time frame on it. Don't want to put a time frame
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's raining out there. It's October weather. Happy first.
Is it raining out already?
It is. It's raining. It's damn. It feels like October out there.
Man. So let's see. What do you want to update with first before we even go any further?
For the archive listeners, if you want to know the time frame where we're at, season 5 of The Walking Dead has begun
tonight.
Tonight, you don't need to know.
Actually, right now.
No. Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Radio Magic.
Thank you. Radio Magic. No one knows what's going on.
We know what happened. But yeah, I guess Walking Dead starts today, mm-hmm. which again, and it's already before the season 5 premiered. They've already renewed for a season 6. So mm-hmm. that was the breaking news like last week that was going on. So. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of... I mean, I've been playing a lot of Smash... I'm lying if I say I've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers. I just got Smash Brothers on Friday, and between my the three kids I have at the house, they've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers. I think I've unlocked like one or two characters, and but they realized I wanted to unlock characters, so now they bring like when a new opponent has arrived, they bring me my Game Boy. Like, you want to play? And I'm like, no, go ahead. But so I had to bring the Game Boy with me. You should have seen the sad, sad faces I left. Aww. Too. They were like, ooh.
I know how that is. I know how that, you know, keeping that. Oh, we're getting some feedback there.
From Zigzag.
From Zigzag.
You know, I have a Pokemon in Pokemon X that I named Pokemon X, I actually named after Ziggy.
X, that's the newest? That's XY the newest, or whatever?
Yeah, X and Y are the newest. Until November, when the remakes of Ruby and Sapphire come out.
Really? So. Now, what exactly remakes? Just adding more Pokemon in
it
or something?
No, it's just updated, because they go. Those are from the like the cartridge from the Leaf, from the old Advance. So now,
which I'm playing Leaf Green at the moment.
Right, which Leaf Green was actually a update or a remake of Red and Blue. So they didn't really add anything. Like, they added some of the new tweaks. So yeah, you'll get some of the newer stuff in it, but it's also updated graphics, and I mean, they're adding a few new Pokemon in it. But other than that, it's for, because I think Ruby and Sapphire were like the two least popular.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to playing it, because I know.
Now, do they all have the same Pokemon in there, or is it each one has specific Pokemon in each game?
To be honest with you, right now there's like over 900 Pokemon. Because, you know, you go to where you're at, there's the 151. Mew was hard to get. You know, you had to go to an event. And then when they did Gold and Silver, they added another 100 and something. So each generation, they add more Pokemon. But they've never made it where you can actually get all of them.
In one game?
Not in one game, but you can transfer. So you were able to transfer Pokemon. For instance, with, like, in your case, like with Leaf Green, if you're, you know, on the Advance,
yes,
you would be able to trade them to Ruby and Sapphire, because those were also Advance cartridges. And then they had it where you could also eventually transfer them to Pokemon Black and White. And then with the new generation, they did the Pokebank, which actually let you upload Pokemon from all your Pokemon that you had on that cartridge to the 3DS cartridge.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm right now playing as an emulator, right. So I can't really get into all that fun.
But you do own the game, so yeah. Somewhere.
No, and I'm playing. I put about 40 hours into this game, and I only beat, like, two trainers.
Well, it's like with me when I play in Pokemon, I breed. So I beat the game. So my post-game now is just breeding for shinies, and I have, like, 100 and some odd hours put into Pokemon X, and then usually what I do when I get the game, if I get the game before the boys do, I will breed for the starters, and then I make sure that the boys, when they eventually get the game, that I trade it to them already. Because now it's so much easier now with the GTS, the Pokemon Global Training Center system, because now you just put what Pokemon you're looking for, and then it goes up into the cloud, and then you get it, and so it's so much easier nowadays, instead of having to find a friend who's got it, who's willing to trade it to you, and, you know, I could never be a general manager in sports, you know, because it's just like trying to trade. It's like, dude, I really need that Charmander. Yeah. Well, I want a legend. And, I mean, it's ridiculous when you're on the internet, too. It's like, I want this ultra uber rare that you can't really trade on the GTS for this Charmander. And it's like, unless this Charmander has Charizardite and he's shiny and he's got perfect IVs and EVs, I'm keeping my super ultra rare Lugia.
Now, are those shinies? Because I've seen that pop up in some of the like forums and everything. Is that every game has a shiny version or something like
every
that?
Every Pokemon has a shiny version.
Okay.
Every version.
And it's just stronger, more stats or something?
No, it's just a different skin. It's that's it.
Really?
Yeah. It's like finding a white Justin.
Okay.
You know, it's there's no difference. I mean, some of them they're just cooler looking. Like for instance, like Charmander, he's gold if you get the shiny Charmander, and then eventually when he turns into Charizard, he's straight up just pure black. So it's but that's all it is. And like there's people who will sit there for like the legendaries, hit the legendary shiny, who will soft reset the game until the shiny version
really
pops up.
Now, what is considered soft reset? What is that?
Where you say like, okay, for instance, if you're playing Leaf Green, I don't know if you've actually gotten to the end game yet, where you've unlocked the cave to get Mewtwo, or like with Ho-Oh, right? No, not Ho-Oh. What are the birds? Like
Pidgey, I got
no,
Pidgey.
Not Pidgey. I'm talking about the legendaries.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not involved in Pokemon.
Okay, well, you'll come across it where you'll see a Pokemon just sitting in his little section, and you can save before fighting it. And then so if you either beat it, you just, you know, you can go back and play it all over again, or you can sit there and hit the left, right, A, B, select start to reset the DS, and then go through it that way. I don't do it that way. I don't have the patience because I just want to play the game, but I will sit there and go through the grass and breed and go back and forth and wait for the egg and hope for it to shine. If it's not, I just
when you start breeding, is that in Leaf Green or no?
No. Well, they might have added it in Leaf Green. Okay. I know that they added it, I think, later on in, like, I think Gold and Silver, where you're able to, which that's how they made Ditto popular, because Ditto is genderless. So you could, except for legendaries, you can't breed legendaries, but you can breed any Pokemon with Ditto. And one of the cool things for X and Y that they did is because you could trade now across the world, is to help improve the shiny rate, is if you have like a Ditto from Japan or from a different region with an American or a different region, it does decrease the
value?
Well, not decrease. It increases the chance of getting a shiny.
Mm.
So, yeah. Well, welcome to Poketalk.
Poketalk, yeah.
Which, again, I cracked the boys up because if you've watched the animated show,
yes,
when,
I have.
When I start messing with them, I close my eyes like this. I start squinting, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm Brock, and I like to breed the Pokemon. I like to use Harden, if you know what I mean. You know, I use Onyx, and I walk around doing that. Hey, I'm Brock,
with my eyes closed.
Yeah,
yeah. I beat Brock. He was my first trainer I beat, and then I beat Misty, which had water Pokemon, which was kind of hard. Water Pokemon are kind of a pain in the ass.
If you get through Leaf Green, I would suggest checking out Pokemon Yellow.
Okay, I got Ruby next.
Because Yellow, I would go back to Yellow because Yellow is still the one you're doing. But Yellow was the only Pokemon game that actually followed the TV show at first.
Are these older, Yellow and all that older?
Yellow was for the Game Boy Color.
Okay.
Which
is old,
Leaf
yes.
Green, but like that was
Leaf Green's Advance.
Leaf Green was actually for the, Leaf Green's for the Advance, which is a remake of Red and Blue and Yellow. Yellow was the first one to actually like have Pikachu follow you. And then you could, and then that was the one where you can actually get all three starters on your team, plus Pikachu, and plus you got Squirtle. You know, you got if you remember the TV show, you got Bad Boy Squirtle who wore the sunglasses, like Squirtle.
I do remember that, yeah.
So, you know,
Squirtle was a favorite, and it's funny because you actually don't have to evolve these Pokemon; you can actually keep them.
Right.
Which I don't know how to do yet. I don't know if you dealt
depends.
With it.
It depends. Oh, I have a whole list at home. I mean, I'm into the Pokemons. I've got the, you know, like, to get, like, you know, to, for instance, like, Pikachu, to evolve Pikachu into Raichu, you have to have a Thunderstone. And then for, like, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Charmander, they just by level. So some Pokemon by level, some Pokemon.
You have to have certain extra things.
Yeah, and then, like,
I have a Moonstone.
Yeah, that evolves, I think, Jigglypuff. Or Clefable. I think that evolves Clefable.
I do like Jigglypuff. She's
Jigglypuff is my favorite.
With
actually,
the sleeping and then she does pound, and you're just like, ah, I'm asleep.
Jigglypuff,
you got me
again. Another one of those cool references. I'm gonna have to find a picture of it. You know, like how some people spend hours and hours on Call of Duty making
yes.
their emblem.
Yes.
My emblem in Black Ops is I made a Jigglypuff, and Jigglypuff is holding a gun, wearing sunglasses, and then right, you know, and of course to get the thug. Okay, of course you can't see this for the listeners at home, but I'm showing you. So you know, like how some of the gangsters they have like some kind of gang writing across their
yes.
belly. Well, mine it says J Puff, and then I call him Puff Jiggly.
He actually showed me his belly while
and
we're
then
doing
I actually
this.
Have a whole story. I have a whole backstory to my emblem about Puff Jiggly. How he's the baddest Pokemon in all the region. He shot up all the trainers. So he shot up his own trainer. So he's like, this is too easy. So he went into Call of Duty. I have to find my emblem. I have to share it on the page. It is one of my. I spent like 2 hours making Puff Jiggly, but one of my buddies, my brother made Snorlax, so we decided that we're just gonna make Pokemon emblems, and then and then Matt made his he made a Squirtle and a Eevee, and it was just fun. It's like some of these emblems and some of the creative that some of these people put in here is really good. I mean, some of them, the efforts that they put on those emblems. Of course, then I sit there and I'm like, what the hell do you do with your time? Do you go
yeah.
to school?
Yeah.
But, because, I mean, again, to make an emblem, it's just like triangles and letters and so.
You gotta spend some time. Well, any of those games, you gotta spend some, like when, I was just telling you, I'm 40 hours in. I only beat two trainers, but I'm level almost 30 with my Beedrill, in the 20s, most of my good Pokemon, and then everything else is just like I'm gonna level up when I get a chance, you know. But it's kind of funny. It's like you really do kind of feel with all the ones you catch, you kind of feel where what you're gonna use, you know, who's your team in a sense, you know. So I use Beedrill. I got a poison Pokemon, which is Beedrill as well, but I have a separate one with the Bellsprout or whatever,
right?
And then there's Jigglypuff with Sleeping, you know, so I have her intertwined sometimes. But it's Charmander, Rattatat, Beedrill.
So you went Charmander, so Charmander, yeah, is a starting Pokemon, actually makes difficulty hard.
Really?
Yeah, because, again, fire type, yeah, I'm sitting here talking Pokemon. But, like, again, because the first gym leader you fight is Brock.
That's what the show's all about, man.
Right? The first gym leader you fight is Brock, which, again, fire is not very effective against Rock. And then the second gym leader is Misty, where water is super effective. So, but against Brock, the best one is probably Bug or Leaf, using Leaf-type moves, mm-hmm, or Bug-type. So it's like, for me, I've always tried to balance my team, but where I'm at now, where they've done it, they've got Fairy-type, Dark-type, Ghost-type,
wow,
Cross-type, Steel Rock, you know, Fire, you know, and Ice Water, and, I mean, it's evolved. I mean, it's...
My favorite so far, and I haven't caught much, you know, given that it's only, so you know, two trainers and whatnot, but I got Mankey, and I got all, you know, I got the nicknames and everything. Her name is Chi. I got a lot of females, too, for some reason. I ran across female Pokemon.
I guess chicks dig the Mexican Pokemon trainer.
The Mexican monster, as some called. But I have Mankey in my party right
now. Would that make you Meximon? It's you and me.
Gotta catch them all, Meximon. Yeah, I got Mankey, Beedrill, as I said, which is my top all of a sudden. It just, she kicks ass. Her name is Pilar. I got my Mankey, which his name is Chi.
You haven't done the obligation where you've named one Pokemon after your lady?
No, not yet. But I named Pidgeypee. She gave me that name for the Pidgey.
Okay.
And I said, well, what would you name a Pidgeypee, a female Pidgeypee? And she goes, or a female Pidgey. She goes, Pidgeypee. I go,
Pidgeypee.
There you go. So I found a Pidgeypee, named her Pidgeypee. Or found a Pidgey, made her Pidgeypee.
Pidgeypee.
And there you go, you know. So at least I got that. But I will find maybe like a light Pokemon or something like that.
A light Pokemon?
A Pokemon. A Pokemon, maybe.
You're still thinking of the Meximon. Yeah. So, you know.
maybe a Pikachu. If I get a female Pikachu, I'll name her, you know, Lucia or something like that.
Because Pikachu's like, everybody loves Pikachu.
Any light Pokemon? Any like actually deal with other than electricity?
Not yet.
It's electricity. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'll name an electricity Pokemon that. But I've been trying to find a Pikachu, but I can't because that's, like, hard right now. I got a Geodude.
You can find him in the very first forest right after you leave Pallet Town.
Really? I'll have to take a look. Forest? Maybe just I need to spend more time there or something. I got him, Rattata, which is pretty much kick-ass, to be honest. It's a low level, but it does some pretty good damage.
When it falls in Eradicate, it turns into this big ugly-looking thing, and you're like,
oh! Yeah, the big round ball, yeah, yeah.
And then you find out later on that Ash killed Gary's Eradicate on the TV show! Actually, you find out you kill your rival's Eradicate, because all of a sudden you fight him, you know, uh-huh, he's got a Rattata early on in the game, and then after you go to Lavender Town, he no longer has that Rattata. Then Lavender Town is where the Pokemon Cemetery is, which never returns in the Pokemon universe at all. There's never anywhere. So I guess, like, in all these regions, there's only one place you can bury your dead Pokemon.
Yeah. Pokemon, and then you raise them from the dead, and now you got zombie Pokemon. It's a whole new game they should
do. That was actually really cool. That, again, we saw that at the Lake County Con, where there was a person who had the zombie Pokemon that they had to draw.
Lake County Con. Can't wait for next year, actually.
Me and Matt, me and the other boy, we went to Brass City Games, which was also one of the people who brought the County Con. We were just in there and found out that the guy who brought it, one of the guys, Joe, he's looking for a new venue, so it will not be at the Round Lake Civic Center. They're looking for a bigger place. And some of the rumors is that it will be at the Lake County Fairgrounds because they had a bigger turnout last year than they had expected.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I thought I had fun. I wish I would have had money when I went, but...
Yeah, it was me too. I was pretty much broke. you know, going in there. I mean, we had fun. We actually spent like 3 hours or whatever in there.
And I felt bad because my brother actually, well, you got me in day one, Saturday, and then my brother paid for me to get in again. And then someone was like, oh yeah, you just paid one day and you got in all weekend. Putting like $5 for the whole weekend wasn't bad.
Yeah. That was another thing. It was nice and cheap. It was almost, although smaller, you know, than the Comic-Con, but for the size of a local, you know, convention of that sort, it was pretty big. You know, got a lot of people in there.
I think the people who got screwed the most out of that, though, were the vendors right in front next to the stage, especially during the the cosplay contest. Because, you know, those guys, you had all these people sitting there not being able to get business. So, but a bigger venue will be fun. But again, like some of the people that I had talked to, where they were sitting there and said this was a better turnout. And like the people who made the custom glasses, they drove up from St. Louis. So
yeah, well, and it's
they were smart because they have the iPhone Pay e-reader, mm-hmm. so you could actually buy some with your credit card.
Which is what you see a lot more happening now. Which, you know, maybe one of these days when we have crap to sell, that would be us.
Yeah, like our own merchandise that we keep talking about.
You have
about
like a tank top wearing with some booty shorts.
Right,
and,
right. Saying,
hey, come buy our stuff.
I wore my special hoodie for you today. I'm surprised you didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, I know. No, I like the Watchmen hoodie. Yeah, I really dig that. Watchmen, another favorite of mine.
And on the back says, who watches the Watchmen?
Where'd you pick that one up at?
Hot Topic.
Of course.
Years ago, like right before the movie came out.
Oh, so they were hyping up? Well, because they re-released The Watchmen.
No, this was when it first came out.
Okay. No,
The movie.
Yeah, Watchmen itself came out in 1985 or 88 or something like that?
85. I believe it's 85.
But, yeah, so I love Watchmen. It's good. If you haven't checked it out, check it out.
My
read the book, watch the movie.
My favorite line still in that movie and the comic book is when Rorschach is in the jail scene. The jail scene, you know, and with all the prisoners. Like,
yep.
You need to realize, you know, I'm not stuck in here with you. You're stuck in here with me. You know, I love that part. That is like my favorite part.
There's a lot though. It's just overall, Rorschach was my favorite character in the book and the movie. He was really portrayed well for the most part. You know, Dr. Manhattan, Silk Spectre, not so much. Night Owl was another one that I felt was good. Even Ozymandias, I thought was a good representation.
My favorite character didn't last long though. And that was the comedian.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've always been a fan.
Which
of the
he did have more in the book. There was a little bit more comedian than what the movie had. But
again, my favorite part of that whole movie, I have that soundtrack somewhere. But my favorite part was that fight scene right at the beginning where he's sitting there and they got the classical music going, and it's like one of the best fight scenes. And that's just not the music you picture to that kind of fight scene. So, I mean, it was well done. I know, that's how I knew you liked to watch it, because you started posting things about Dr. Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. I like to. I feel there's a certain philosophy you can grab from Dr. Manhattan.
That's why I don't know if you got the joke I sent you a couple of weeks ago. I posted on your Facebook page. It was that one scene, right when Dr. Manhattan goes to the moon because he wants to be left alone. And in the little bubbles, it's actually song lyrics from Frozen. It's like it never bothered me anyway. So I don't know if you got the joke.
No, I'll have to check that out later. Yeah. Well, wow. So Ed should be arriving soon. Let's just jump in some of the topics, I guess.
Oh wow.
I realize we seriously spent like over a half hour just
talking Pokemon.
20 minutes on Pokemon here.
plugging other shows.
Plugging other shows and everything. No, it was a good conversation though. It was a good conversation. Well, did you have anything you wanted
I pretty much talked about Flash was fantastic.
Okay. I haven't caught the episode
Arrow,
this week.
Again, another fantastic. Yeah. Yep. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D., the second season, now, like, I think we touched base on it last week. I don't know if that was if that one got up or not.
Mm-hmm.
Where now that they're not trying to build up to, now that they're trying not to build up to the big movie revelation of Hydra, now that they're dealing with the repercussions of Hydra, you know, and now I think they're dropping subtle hints. It's got you thinking, does this tie into Age of Ultron? Because there is nothing from Guardians of the Galaxy that you could sit there and be like, oh, here comes so-and-so. And I guess Jeremy Renner and Robert Downey Jr. have both said that they both would be open to making a guest appearance on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Which would make sense, because, again, still none of the other Avengers know that Coulson's alive. They still think he's dead. And then even when S.H.I.E.L.D. went down, nobody sat there and said, oh, by the way, guess what? Coulson, he's the new director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
which is interesting. I don't know. Once again, I personally, and we didn't really get much into it the last time we talked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Rebirth. I liked it. It's a darker tone. Sky still doesn't do it for me. You know, right now it's like, now she's like...
Have you caught up in anything of season 2 yet?
Not this week, but I did watch the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And although I enjoyed it, it's better than season 1. It's still like, Sky's now this official assassin, you know?
Apparently the big story arc that they're leading into this season 2 is that her dad, who her dad is, and... So, he's looking for her, which he'll be like the... Hydra, whatever. I mean, I still like watching it because, again, I mean, the only thing we have left to look forward to Marvel-wise is Age of Ultron. So, at least until November 18th, because I think Guardians will be the one rarity where I buy the digital HD version and the Blu-ray, which comes out 2 or 3 weeks later.
Okay.
So.
And we would get a lot more on that, too. I just watched Guardians. I just enjoyed clips from Guardians of the Galaxy again, and
you and your clips, yeah. You and your clips. I can't wait till that movie comes out. I mean, that's fantastic. And then Melvin, I don't know if you've been following Melvin's page.
He's writing up or drawing up. Some
he's
nice
drawing
little
for
clips.
For October. He's doing October. His I think it's him and a buddy, but all I do is I see him for his October Art Fest. So, he drew a really cool Rocket Raccoon, which I tried to get off of him, but he never responded. And then, but I did request him to draw a Harley Quinn for me, because, you know, that's just how I roll. So, and he said, yeah, I'll get it, because it was his Wonder Woman one that he just recently did.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is a favorite, yeah.
And again, like, the first time that I knew that Melvin was an artist, I know Melvin does his, you know, the YouTube videos, and I know he's been working on you and him and Beeman and them have been working on the movie, the Bounty Hunter movie thing or whatever. I read you guys are all involved.
Yes, the Zeon the Bounty Hunter.
I just want to make sure that I'm not saying someone's involved and they're not. Melvin's like, they're taking... Which Melvin's not like that. But I didn't even know Melvin was an artist until County Con, when he just drew that quick picture of Wolverine. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's not my best work. And I haven't seen anything since. But, you know, now that Melvin's been doing that, I mean, the Rocket Raccoon one was fantastic.
Yep, yeah, I like that one
then,
too.
Then he did... Wolverine. Did he do Wolverine or did he do Batman? Well, I don't... He did Batman.
He did a Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman,
And then he drew one today.
The Rocket.
And then the one that he did today, I guess the challenge was to use something with no rulers. And so there's like a circle and some buildings in the background. I apologize, Melvin, if it's... He said it's an original, but I do... I want to make sure that I'm giving artists...
Yes.
You know, proper credits to the artist.
He's also a listener as well as kind of contributed.
And I just
want to
make sure that he's getting his just due. You know?
Well, let's jump off from that and go into Wolverine. And
who's dying? I can't wait. This Wednesday will be the final.
He can't wait for him to die.
The death of Wolverine. Well, the sooner he dies, the sooner he comes back. But I think, again, I'll let you talk about what you want to discuss, and then I'll go into my theory.
No, I just really want to go over, you know, October 19. I didn't have my notes with me. October 1970s, Wolverine issued Hulk 18, or I'm sorry, 1881, but Hulk 181. Which is his full initiation into the Marvel Universe, but 180 in the last panel
which
of that.
You can also see, if you see the Lionsgate Hulkverse movies, where they have Hulk vs. Wolverine and Hulk vs. Thor, they actually do that entire fight scene in live animation.
Yep. There's actually another good one where Wolverine and Hulk go at it, and he splits Wolverine in half, and that's actually really happened in the comics, and Wolverine has to, like, crawl to his body. It's pretty cool, you know? We get to see Wolverine then when he had his original costume, which was basically, like, small ears, and he had whiskers and everything.
Well, in The Death of Wolverine, I wish I would have brought it, because I've been collecting those. It's a 5-part miniseries.
Is that now?
It's going on right now. Like, issue 5 comes out Wednesday, and then Wolverine will be dead for, at least in theory, for a while. But in issue 1, they actually had an interview with the original creator, which I can't think of for the life of me right now. And he was just like, they just said draw this character, and that's why they gave him the whiskers. There's no reason whatsoever for the whiskers early on. Because he just thought it was be a little one-off character, and, well...
Exactly. Yeah, they thought they were going to kill him off or anything, and next thing you know it, as the issues grow, you know, he gets his own little storyline with the X-Men, and it kind of gradually happens. He actually doesn't even get his full on story, his own book, until the 80s, to the mid or late 80s.
And I think he really blew up in popularity with the 90s Fox animated show.
Yes. Actually, I'll post a link up, actually, which I might have posted up already in our
Evolution
Wolverine. I wish I could actually just go here and go off it. But anyways, you know, he goes through different variations of the costumes, which I actually like a lot of the variations. One of my favorites, though, I don't know if you've read it, but Astonishing X-Men. He has the short ears. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you know, homage back to the 90s. But I've always... You know, and it's blue and yellow, of course, and people don't know. I've always been a fan of the brown and gold. It's for some reason, hands down, my favorite Wolverine costume.
To be honest, the brown and gold and the yellow and black are the two that he's still most familiar, that he's still most recognized.
Yes.
And he hasn't worn either of those suits in forever. I mean, I think, like you said, Astonishing, they went black and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much then they did, when they started doing the update, to base it more on the movies, it was just a black leather with an X belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did that for a while. And then for the longest time now, in the newer stuff, he's just pretty much a tank top and jeans.
Yes. And that kind of switched over with the new X-Men. When they started to give him that look, and then they got him into the biker jacket type of thing going on. I mean, for a long period of time, he kind of had the tank top and jeans, in a sense, and into the movie verse, which really took off. But Wolverine kind of has been like a tank top and jeans type of guy. If you actually check out some of the single issues of the story arcs, you know, he doesn't usually wear a costume. You know, well, I shouldn't say usually. He has worn different costumes during different takes and whatnot. But for the most part, it's kind of just been Wolverine didn't need a costume.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to come in, and whatever I'm in, I'm going to mess it all up. I do what I do. Or he's good at what he does. But,
he's the best at what he does. What he does isn't very nice.
Yes. My favorite has been these current titles of Wolverine and some of the 1980 single issues or the story arc there. They're really good. But for the most part, you know, most people know him from really, like you said, the early 90s X-Men take, which had Jim Lee. And then when it transcended to the comic or the cartoon on Fox, you know, he kind of became a staple then, too.
Right.
Which I think he was Australian in the Fox cartoon, if I remember. And he's Canadian in the actual story arc, which you find more later on about Wolverine's story and Wolverine Origins, which was not my favorite story arc.
But the only reason why they did Origins was because, again, the movie was about to come out, and Marvel was like, well, we don't want the movie to tell the origin story. We want to make sure that we tell the origin story. So that's actually why they just recently did Origins 2, trying to clarify more.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Either way, I didn't like the origin story too much, you know, for the most part. And then they used that for Wolverine Origins of the movie, X-Men Origins Wolverine. And that just... Oh, hey, Jonathan's back. but, you know, we're talking Wolverine right now, actually.
Which one?
Well, we're talking about the history of Wolverine. This month is Wolverine's anniversary. He's 40 years old?
40 years old.
Yeah, 40 years old right now. He's an old man.
He's 40, really?
That's why he's dying.
Well, he's really like 140 years old.
Yeah. I don't think 40
is that Ed?
Sums it up.
Did Ed come here?
Somebody came. The dog started barking.
Yeah. That's probably we'll get everything set up for him, too. But, yeah, he's like 40 years old, so, you know, it's really cool to just, you know, discuss kind of the history of that. Hey, Ed, yay! And he's brought some wonderful snacks, too.
Oh, you got jerky.
Just pull that up there, the chair real quick, right next to John.
I need a new agent. I got my jerky, but it's not my jerky. I do teriyaki Jack Links, but thank you. I appreciate it.
We have like a picnic going on here.
But thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, spinach dip, thanks to Ed, as well as pretzels.
Anyways, before this...
And Jonathan, he brought
beer and cheesy poofs.
Beer and cheesy poofs.
Before this...
Yes, I brought jeer. I brought jeer and cheesy poofs. I'm that guy.
Let me get Ed in here.
You want to roll some music while we
Yeah, why not?
Let's
we'll play some music.
Theme song, the 90s X-Men.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Since we're talking Wolverine.
I miss that show.
Well, you're about to hear the X-Men theme song here.
I'm probably going to get like a rogue boner going.
A broke boner, did you say?
No, a rogue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was quite the boner loving person.
Oh my god, yeah, way hotter than Storm.
Yes, even though I think Storm is pretty hot.
Like the one from the movies, or one from the show.
One from the comics. I think Halle Berry is attractive for the most part, but not my favorite Storm so far. Not my favorite Storm.
How many other Storms have there been?
Well, yeah, correct. Yeah, she has been the only Storm so far. Unless we're talking about fan films, which there's only been like a couple.
That's supposed to change with Age of Apocalypse.
All right, so with the Storm thing.
Go ahead.
Just picture Storm in Monsters Ball. And there you go.
Which, that was a great movie for various reasons.
It's
I heard it's a really good movie.
It's not, actually. It's Billy Bob Thornton being a pervert. Sleeping with prostitutes.
A hick pervert.
That he shares with his son. Not at the same time, but like they just, like one leaves, the other one comes in like 10 minutes later.
What movie is Billy Bob Thornton not a pervert in?
It's like a while.
Amazing
Bad
question.
Bad News Bears. Bad News Bears. The remake. Bad News Bears remake.
He was touching those kids in the bathroom.
That's our theory, but not in the movie. He's not actually straight up pervert in the movie.
That's from the deleted scenes.
I'm taking this.
Right, I bet you think so.
I like that. I just seen it. I was like, "What happened?"
Oh, you like The Watchmen?
Yeah.
Jonathan, did you like The Watchmen too?
I did.
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
I did, actually.
I never read none of the comics because it really got weird from what I looked at.
I didn't read them beforehand.
Are you just talking about the penis, Edward? Is that how it got weird?
I started reading the comics.
Edward, is it because of the blue penis? Is that why it got weird for you?
No, again, you know, it's actually really funny you mentioned the blue penis.
There was a lot of blue dick in there.
Because here's
also in the comics as well.
When the movie came out, that's how I looked at it, is you could tell you were one of two types of people. The people that really liked it were like, wow, the movie. That's the comic. That sat there and they're like, man, you know, it was like a thinking man superhero movie. Like, that was a really good movie. I liked it. And then if you were under the age of 18, I didn't like that movie. Why didn't you like it? There's a lot of blue penis in that fucking movie. I was like, I didn't even notice the penis. And I go, and I see the movie a second time. I'm like, those motherfucking teenagers are right.
They ruined it for me.
But then halfway through the movie, I'm forgetting about the blue penis again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is a great movie. Wait, there's so much blue penis. And then Night Owl and Silk Spectre are up in the spaceship.
You know, if you want, it might be better if you just sit right next to John so the sound kind of goes better to you there.
He's busy with Ziggy.
And just, let Ziggy kind of finish off.
Now, the blue penis thing, I determined if that was, if you were gay or not. If you just focused on the dick the whole time, you really, really interested in blue dick.
I really didn't
if you
care.
Didn't notice it because you were into the story and you liked the movie and you liked the...
I really don't know what part of it was on.
It was on his lap.
I guess I'm about
that's
that
normally
to
where you keep a big blue penis.
Are you sure?
It wasn't like on his elbow.
Are you sure? You know, you didn't have the tip somewhere else, you know?
Just the tip. Just the tip.
And here we are all sitting out. Here we are sitting on the couch on each other's lap talking about blue. This is great. You got three men sitting on a couch squishing up next to
I have my thigh resting on another man's thigh.
And we're talking
that
about
I've
blue,
never met. And we're talking about dick.
Blue, and we're talking about blue penis.
Or blue balls.
Blue balls.
And Ziggy's all excited, like, I have so many choices.
Come here, Ziggy, you can love me.
But Ziggy's like, he's got jerky. I like jerky.
He's not making out with me. Now he wants jerky.
No, yeah, no, he was all over you.
Oh,
he
I remember.
Was. I'm it, jealous. I don't know if Ziggy since he was like me.
How long,
a grasshopper.
How long have you been listening to the show, Ed? Like, you've been a long-time listener? Like, did you listen, like, to my first appearance?
No.
Or my second studio appearance? My first appearance in the studio... I come in here, Ziggy humps my leg while we're doing the show.
Yeah.
I am sitting here like, get off me, dog. And Justin's over here.
he's getting off on you. That's
I just realized that Justin has a Barney Rubble laugh.
Really?
Yeah. He's got that Barney Rubble laugh.
Him and I used to be roommates like a decade ago.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
So you're Fred?
Yeah, no, I used
to. You still your Fruity Pebbles?
Yes.
He's Barney.
I used to run in his room.
You hearing anything, Ed?
And grab his love handles like this and go, Eagle Claw! And he'd wake up just screaming, no! Because
it
no!
hurt.
No!
It really did hurt.
Yeah, I have G.I. Joe Kung Fu Grip.
And that would explain why he was so happy to meet Lucia. And now they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary because of Eagle Claw.
No, that's so adorable. Her and I were just talking about that a second ago. I was helping her make meatballs or whatever the fuck was there. I was up there cooking.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah.
I couldn't help myself. But yeah, Eagle Claw. I will never forget that. Just him squealing at like 7 in the morning.
What was you doing?
No, it was me. I would make
yeah,
him,
he did
I would make him squeal. I'd run in. He'd be sleeping on his bed. I'd go like this and grab his fat, like on his love handle, and just squeeze as hard as I could. He'd go, Eagle Claw! And he'd squeal, and I would just walk out of the room. And then I'd go to work. That was the beginning of my
Wait,
day.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's what I... Right here.
No, no, don't do it!
I want to actually squeeze. Right, like right here. Just grab it as hard as I could with these three fingers. Just dig in.
It did say Deuces
and just scream
work.
Eagle Claw. Yeah, and then just go to work.
Justin, Deuces, I'm off the
mark. We're, all right, we'll play, play this intro, take a quick break real quick, and then we'll get back in on the other side with Eagle Claw. So.
Sorry, everybody.
Thanks to tuning in. We got a full house tonight, so we'll be right back. Here, but I recorded it, so it's all good. All right, we're back from our little break here.
Do
you need? Oh, that sucks. I don't have a cup. Go ahead if you want to run upstairs.
I have
real quick.
An empty beer bottle. You can just use that. It'll work as a cup. You can pour a beverage in here.
Yeah, you could actually.
I took a beverage out of it, so you can put one back in.
Here, you want me? I'll run up there and get you a little cup if you want. Yeah. So why don't you guys talk some amongst yourselves real quick? Talk about how pretty you look.
This is our guest, Jonathan. You can catch him on LCGH Presents, right? Is he a permanent
LCGH
fixture?
LCGH
Podcast.
Podcast.
Oh yeah, he's part of the soft reboot. Are you a permanent fixture right now? Or
I could be.
You should
I could be.
You should be because Ed likes white boys who just do white boy things.
I'm not white. I'm Blexican.
Again.
You Blexican.
I'm Blexican.
Oh Lord.
Tell me more about this Blaxican.
Well, it happens.
Are you sure it's not Blaxicanese?
No, it's just Blaxican.
Blaxican, all right.
Blaxican, yeah. I'm originally from Poland.
Okay.
That's where I, you know, my motherland.
My motherland?
Yeah, we're into potatoes.
Well, that's the same as me. I'm from Ireland.
So oh, gross.
We like potatoes.
Yeah, but aren't you guys trying to break away from Europe right now? United Kingdom?
No, that's Northern Ireland.
Isn't it all the same? Aren't you guys all just
Jews? They should be, but, you know, some people want to break away from the other part, so... I don't know.
That's why I was put into slavery, because I just wanted to break away from my my Polish ancestry.
Gotcha, because you're Blaxican.
Yeah, I'm Blaxican. Yeah.
Blaxican.
Yeah.
And I thought I was from the hood.
Where you from?
Waukegan.
Oh, no, that is the hood.
Right.
Here, just use the bottle. Jesus, man. You can't handle the cup. Just use the...
Ziggy's cleanup, though. Ziggy's cleanup.
You
say Zena? Zena, yeah. We need a Zima in here.
I could have brought noodles. That
would have
been hilarious.
No, I'm
mute dog.
No, I'm actually from North Chicago. I was born there.
Ah, so am I. It's so gross.
No, I'm still in North Chicago, but I love it, North Chicago. That's my home.
No, I upgraded to uppity white people in the North Shore. So everyone has more money than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just pretend like I have as much money as they do. They don't know any better.
That's okay. You should go to Highland Park. That's where them people at.
I work in like Forest, man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
like when I get a tip from a customer, oh, it's like, oh, here's $100. Buy yourself lunch. I'm like, how much lunch am I supposed to buy with this? You just paid half my rent.
Where do you guys eat?
Right? Dollar Menu McDonald's? Shit, I'm eating for a year. Yeah, no, it's rough.
I can afford. I can afford
on the North Shore.
I can afford to put the extras on my quarter pounder.
Wow. I got two slices of kind of I think what is tomato.
It wasn't that. It pisses me off on McDonald's. The difference between a McDouble and a double cheeseburger, the reason why there's that 30-cent difference is one slice of cheese.
Yeah.
Dude,
you know how much that not cheese costs?
How much did that not cheese
cost? 5 cents.
No, not even.
Is it more than government cheese?
Wait, you're talking about the, like, the old stuff where, like...
It came in a brick.
Do you remember the cans back in the day and the boxes where it was just a white label with black lettering that just said, like, corn. No ingredients.
No, had the powder milk. It was in a white box. Yeah. It had the blue thing that said milk.
How is this milk? Like, why do I have to add water? I don't add water to cow.
And you just said, well, see... at my grandpa's house, he had all of that stuff, and we would just make cereal with it. Somehow, we was making we would use it as cream for. We was my granddad was always had enough.
I'm gonna make skim milk. I'm just gonna add more water.
He was always able to have money for Folgers coffee, but we never had money to get some like real milk, no 2% milk or anything like that. So we ate 8 years old at my grandpa's house, and we would boil the water in the pan. Put the powder in, add the water, and then add the powder milk.
Yeah, no, but see, but like that gave you an option. You could control what percentage milk you had every morning. You want a skim milk? Add a little extra water. You want 2%? A little more powder. You're good to go. You can choose what kind of milk you had. You want cream? Just put a bunch of that fucking powder in there. Now it's cream.
It don't go right with your cornflakes.
No, it always cracked me up because that shit had no ingredients. It was just like peas. don't ask. It's a can of peas. Don't worry about it.
That's why
cheese. It's like, well, what's in this? It's cheese.
That's why back it's in the black 80s, and white. Back in the '80s, Aldi's was the Walmart.
Yeah.
The sales club.
No,
everything.
No, because Aldi's had ingredients on the shit. You go to Jewel, and you can tell there was that one poor aisle. You just go in, and everything was just black and white. Everything was white, black, like, labeled, you know, corn, with a black stripe on top, black stripe on the bottom.
Jewel Essentials or some crap like that. Yeah,
No, like, and that's just what it was. It was just like, oh, that's 90 cents cheaper. Cool, we're just going to eat this week. It's like, this one doesn't even have a label. Fuck it, it was by peas. Like, it's peas.
Filled with poisons of mercury and whatnot.
A can of paint. My mom's like, hey, it looks like Alfredo.
Right. And, but that back in the 80s when you was on Section 8 kind of like living in that neighborhood, you had to make the best of what you got.
Remember Kix? Yeah. Who remembers Kix?
Hey man, Kix is still a wick item. Yeah.
Berry Kix will make me throw up.
Oh, well, milk makes you throw up is that.
Yeah, no, but Berry Kix, I ate that so much as a kid. Like, my body's just like, no. I see it in the aisle, and I heave. Like, every time.
It's weird, because my mom loved us. She got us the Footloops, the Cocoa Puffs.
Your mom loved you, but Grandpa didn't.
No, Frosty Flakes. No, because, see, my granddad, he used to be a carpenter. So he used to...
So he's the one who fed you paint, right?
No.
That's Alfredo, whatever. Fuck it.
I
go
mean,
with it.
He
it says milk.
He always had money, but as a kid, you know, they was living... in downtown Waukegan, living on food stamps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he would still get his check. He had retired from being a carpenter. So it was kind of weird that he would have money like crazy, but we would eat all the Section 8.
It's the scratcher tickets, man.
No, that was my grandma. She was just like, y'all go to MB's down on Sheridan Road. And that's before it became, I think it's Family Dollar now, right now. Sheridan Road, like down there. We used to call MB's. We used to go there. Back in the corner, they used to have the lottery section, and then everything else was the grocery.
Yeah.
So we would go there with our food stamps, get our candy and everything, and then we would walk down, get the lottery thing, come back. Knowing good and well the Cubs game started at 7 o'clock, so at 6 o'clock we got to watch the lottery to make sure that we got some money. But that's happening in the 80s.
Yeah,
there's like,
no,
the
yeah.
Dude, I used to manage Dollar General. And I had people come in this daily basis. I'm not even joking. Come up with a bag of dog food. They throw it in a link card. I'm like, you can't buy this. Like, well, it's for food. I'm like,
people food. That's not, you can't buy dog food with a link card. Are you going to eat this?
Actually, it's really funny you mentioned that because I remember when I started working at Kmart. In the, if you actually read through the handbook and stuff, they were sitting there saying that the reason why dog food is cheap is because in times of economic crisis, people can eat dog food.
Yeah.
I mean, it was clearly written, highlighted in the employee handbook.
You don't put no Coors Miller Lite right next to the food that you're about to buy with your food stamps.
Yeah, but no, that's a dinner, though. That's a great dinner. Dog food and Coors Light.
Have you ever smelled wet dog food? That shit smells delicious.
I know, I've eaten it. I've eaten beef, dog jerky. Right. I used to eat cat food when I was a kid. So I could feel
you guys weren't that poor.
Justin,
he used to live in Gray's Lake. Fuck him. Yeah. He wasn't that poor.
Justin's that kind of party host where you show up. He's like, check out my caviar, and he's like, damn, this shit's really good. What is it? Elpo,
fancy feast.
No, I seriously, it was when I was younger. I ate cat food because I wanted to feel like with my cats. So I thought I would, you know, in the Saturday morning, whatever, I'm home, and all of a sudden cat was eating, and I'm just like, hey, why don't we just hang out and eat cat food with you?
Dude,
I did that.
I ate bullets because of dog food one time.
You ate bullets?
Bullets.
Is that still in you? Is that still
No, I pooped them out. That's how
I kept them.
So that's how we know about it. My grandparents used to keep the big bags of Alpo in the gun closet, and me and my little cousin, we were like, you know, two, decided to eat some dog food because it's right there, you know, fuck it, you know, whatever. Well, apparently, a bunch of bullets fell into the food one time when they were going out hunting, and my parents were changing my diaper, and there was, like, 3 rifle rounds in my diaper.
Wow.
Yeah. I eat fucking bullets.
Since I was a kid.
That's a pickup line that no one can top. You're not my type. I eat bullets, bitch.
Well,
oh, shit.
That's just this, that you're a sure shot.
I am. No blanks on this one. So we're talking about Wolverine, right?
Yeah, we were talking about Wolverine before.
Well, it's really funny too because you want to talk Saturday morning cartoons, and we're merging
it all together here. That's how the show works.
You heard the end of that, right?
What?
Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh yeah, that's what I was no bringing more. Up. There's no more Saturday morning cartoons. But the discussion
you
I wanted to get
off
into.
April O'Neil anymore?
Well, no, what I wanted to get into.
Megan Fox ruined that for me anyway.
Well, yeah, you're not. Well, that we're talking. We're old. We're not. We're talking like 80s, 90s.
But I mean, even the shows they have now are more live action shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just watching something, you know, Sunday, but I was watching something on before football, and it was like some lame ass guy in a full like Power Ranger type shit. Like, hey kids, and I'm just like,
was it Beetleborgs?
No, Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs. You saw that girl's underwear all the time. I mean, like, I was looking out for it. But, like, no, you saw that all the time. It was weird, because Power Rangers...
I do look out for that,
Pink Ranger, yeah. Amy Jo Johnson?
Yeah.
No,
I think most, like, a lot of people who watch Power Rangers, the first crush was Kimberly from Power Rangers.
Do you remember the first set of Power Rangers? Not the one from Asia, but the one, like, the American one, which was, like, half Asian, half American. Because
the Power Rangers was from the Asian, but then we had the American actors.
Yeah. But do you remember how super racist that show was?
Well, yeah, because they had it.
Right, the Black Ranger was black.
Black, yeah. The Pink Ranger was pink. The yellow one
was
Asian.
Asian.
Yeah, like, it was just like, stereotype.
I've never thought of that. I always thought they had...
Because you're innocent, powers. Ed. We just screwed your mind up.
Which they messed it up because...
It's because you just like the Green
which
Ranger.
Which the
thing
is, if
that you
was
didn't
case,
care. You
guys
the Green Ranger.
The thing about it is, Fox Channel had... afternoon cartoons after school on lock.
Yeah.
It was going against WB at that time. So, because WB started showing
cartoons.
Wait,
they had cartoons?
Yes. WB.
I was in Kenosha. We didn't have WB.
Well, also WGN did,
Channel
too.
WTC, not WTC, W Chicago. That's
But also,
Channel 13.
But back then, too, WGN also showed the Disney, like Gummy Bears, Darkwing Duck, and Tails, because you can watch those before the Cubs game would go on. Because when I lived in the city, I would run home from school before the Cubs game to watch Gummy Bears here and there and bouncing everywhere.
Before we get into more of that, we're gonna listen to this wonderful nostalgic intro. Hopefully, you guys remember.
3 typical average kids inside a haunted mansion. Ooh. Just by chance, Rita goes to make them Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs. I had a toy from McDonald's fucking around.
It's not anime.
I should just use the tablet so you guys actually can see it, but
yeah.
But see, no,
It was like Power Rangers, but less racist. Listen, and more underwear.
Because I had Power Rangers. I had VR
Troopers.
That was terrible.
I had the red and silver guy. They did Archer Man.
Yes,
Archer Man?
Archer Man.
They did Archer Man one. I think that was the only three that I recognized.
No, we also missed out another one. Ultraman was older, though. That was like...
Ultraman was more in the 90s.
They Americanized it.
Ultraman was on Fox. Ultraman was on Fox
all
also.
All of that was Americanized.
No, I thought Ultraman was on Channel 50.
Back when Channel 50
it was back in the day.
Channel 50 before it became whatever it is now.
UPN.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no,
yeah I think it was on Channel 50 and like Fox, because the same thing happened with Dragon Ball Z. Fox had it. And then Fox canceled it, and then Cartoon Network took it on and did their whole little
tsunami. Yeah, Dragon Ball started on Fox on Saturdays. They did the whole series of that. Dragon Ball Z started on part of it, and then they started putting Dragon Ball Z in the mornings or in the afternoons on UPN, and then Cartoon Network got a hold of it.
Okay, do you guys remember Channel 50? Back in the day, on Sunday morning, you get up at like 3 in the morning. They start playing the Jetsons and shit.
Right.
Then you got the Flintstones. Then you had Mr. Bogus.
Mr. Bogus?
Claymation scene.
Yeah, Mr. Bogus.
Yeah, nobody remembers that show ever. Mr. Bogus.
Well, you're in the right show now.
Yeah.
You
know. Mr. Bogus.
He was the Claymation with the white face.
Right? Yeah. No, the first time I ever used a knife as a kid, I was watching Mr. Bogus cutting up a cardboard box, making myself a pirate ship. My parents were sleeping. I had this giant knife. I'm just like, yeah, Mr. Bogus, he's in a pirate ship. I'm going to make one, too. And just cut up this giant cardboard box. I'm like, how did you do this? And I'm like, I watched on Mr. Bogus. I'm like, but how did you cut up the box? I'm like,
wait a minute.
He taught me.
Mr. Bogus.
Is this?
That's Mr. Bogus.
Yep.
Getting some bogus feedback.
Whoa,
I just got a Mr. Bill. Whoa.
Mr. Bill.
Oh my god.
You had Battletoads.
Street Sharks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah.
You had Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky. You had Cadillac and Dinosaurs. You had Ninja Turtles. You had PB Herman. You had Animaniacs.
Dude, Animaniacs was way before its time. If that show would have came out nowadays, that show would still be on the air and still be rocking. They had so many adult, but they had so many adult jokes. Like, that show was not a kid's show.
It's true.
Not at all. That show was not a kid's show.
I still love Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah. They had their own show on Channel 9.
Yeah.
Gargoyles. Gargoyles was my show.
Yeah.
And I hate because what happened was they were showing Gargoyles and then they somehow canceled it and I never got to finish it.
No, they never finished it.
It just got canceled.
No.
Wow. Okay.
There was never an end. Ever.
I know Transformers had three shows. They had...
They did was...
I gave up at Beast Wars.
Yeah, Beast Wars was good.
Amazing.
No, I hated Beast Wars.
I love Beast Wars.
Really?
No, dude, I grew up with, like, Riddle Transformers.
It was kind of lame to me. I liked...
Exactly.
Okay, here it is. I liked Transformers. I didn't mind Beast Wars designs and stuff, but it was the same story. Oh, they're running to get cubes. Oh, Arachnid is going to be a good girl.
What's
different from Gen 1 Transformers?
That's true. I ain't gonna
what's
lie.
Different from Transformers?
I think
2,
it was just
Transformers
more lame
3.
Beast Wars.
Then we're looking at Transformers, and then what's different from the movies? And then what's different from Mark Wahlberg? Whoa, I think I found a Transformer.
Which is still in the case. I still haven't watched that movie.
Yet. Yeah, no,
you're
no,
right. You're right.
I don't want to watch that.
Shia LaBeouf,
or whatever the fuck his name is.
Shia LaPlagiarism?
Yeah, no, he just made the movies make my balls hurt a whole bunch.
Wow. It's like the Barry Kicks. He gives you the Barry Kicks.
Yeah, basically, it's just like, oh, God, no, I can't do it.
There was Cardcaptor Sakura, there was Animaniacs, there was Superman, there was Batman.
Superman was
Beyond.
Terrible. Batman Beyond. When I used to get home,
Batman was good.
That was on at 4:30.
I actually just bought the Batman Beyond.
When I got home, my parents were still at work, so I'd be home by myself. And it'd be dark, and I have my silly putty out. I had a big pile of silly putty, and it'd be like Clayface. I'd just be playing and be Clayface. I'd be like, oh shit, yeah, I'm gonna act this out myself, and I would. And it was amazing because I'd be watching Batman in the dark.
Did you know that for Batman Beyond, but to actually see how the series ended, they actually did an episode in Justice League Unlimited that actually explained
how Bruce and Terry, like, they actually gave...
Yeah, he's a clone.
He's like
a test tube baby of Bruce Wayne.
Pretty much.
Wait. You're talking about the gut here.
To see how the series of Batman Beyond ended, you had to watch Justice League Unlimited. They didn't have episode.
This is what I loved about the intro, though. Batman Beyond, of course, if you haven't.
It's like some weird 90s thing.
Yeah.
No, it is.
And I have, actually, I just bought for like $5 the Blu-ray of Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker, where the Joker actually comes back and they explain.
Oh, yeah.
They explain how they corrupted the second Robin.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about that.
Because I thought he killed him, right?
When he became the guy with the red mask and shit.
Oh, Red Hood, yeah.
Red Hood.
Because actually, the Batman Beyond, the comic, the show continued in a comic book. They have the Batman Beyond universe, which continues, and I collect that. And that's actually really good, too.
Because it was weird on how Batman Beyond ended. It was very weird on how they just ended it right there. It just felt like...
Which
figured like another season was going to happen after Batman Beyond.
They do have a lot of shows,
but again, they did it on Netflix. So if you want to see how the show, the closure, if you need the closure of it, it's in Justice League Unlimited.
Okay,
Netflix is like a 90s spank bank.
Yeah,
there's any cartoon star you want to masturbate to. It's
when I seen Pokemon was on there, I was just like, I'm in love,
dude. Fucking Hulu. Hey,
yeah, I'm on Hulu as well.
Has all the different movies and stuff. Hulu. I don't know if it's on the regular one.
I got Hulu Plus.
I live on a lake shore, so you know I got Hulu Plus.
You know his tips, you know, tips cover that.
Just the tip.
All of Yu-Gi-Oh.
I couldn't get into Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't know why, because it was just Pokemon. But I was just like, no, I can't watch this. This is stupid.
No, I think with Yu-Gi-Oh, where's Ash? Because it was more card based.
I didn't like the card. Like I couldn't play the Pokemon card game. I couldn't get into.
See, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh was two different things.
It's the same thing.
No, it is.
It's the same. Magic the Gathering is just like Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, it is. You whip out a noun, another noun pops out that has special properties that counteract the other person's noun.
But see, Yu-Gi-Oh is like...
Did you say noun?
Yeah, noun. Yeah. Person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to magic, because like, you
see?
Whip out a force
in magic. That is why we are called teacher. You have now been taught.
Thank you, Jeff.
Teacher Jonathan has just dropped a lesson on nouns. You're welcome.
Today's letter is a letter.
And that is you. That is Y-O-U. What is it? I'm trying to do grammar and I'm fucking up here with apostrophe R-E.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh my god! Not the cartoon. I used to watch the game show.
The
cartoon was terrible. The game show. Oh my god! That's why I know where Africa is. That's why I know where New Zealand is, because those kids jump
where
around on the floor with the flags.
In the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Did you know? Did you know that the chief died a couple years ago?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I looked that up too.
But yeah, she was one of my favorites. That the TV show was. I played the computer game too, which I was really good at.
Black Dynamite.
You're good at it. You just pull out a map and cheat.
Pretty much, you're right. But no, it was just like because it based it off the main.
I'm so awesome. Oh, yeah. I had a globe next to me, but like still, I was really good at the game.
Justin, you remember we was watching Black Dynamite?
Yes.
And Captain Kangaroo was a pimp. That
was
actually Captain Kangaroo.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Uh-huh. If you listen to the director's commentary, they actually got Captain Kangaroo.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I completely forgot it. Because it's like, Captain Kangaroo. I'm like, this mugger's a pimp. He's just like, hey. Wait, what? Goodness, what other good shows? Or just other cartoons? Teen Titans is always good.
You remember they actually had like a live band
like
in there too.
I love Teen Titans.
No, I didn't like it.
Teen Titans is good.
To me...
Oh, yeah. Well, she sneaks about the world from Reagan to Carolina.
This is the live TV show, in case people listen to this.
I never got what her goal was.
She just stole artifacts and sold them to bad guys. That's really it.
No, but like, where do you fence a diamond that you made out of a volcano? like, how do you fence that?
The black market, of course, which is in Asia.
So what you're saying is that Carmen Sandiego stole shit from the weirdest places, gave it to Catwoman, who would then go ahead and sell it to Two-Face, who would then give it to Penguin.
Did you see the new Catwoman?
We now know where in the world Carmen Sandiego is. She's in Gotham.
And they can't find her because Gotham isn't on a map. Even though it exists.
It's next to Metropolis.
No, it's next to Springfield where the Simpsons live.
Did you see the new Catwoman? Tetsuya Nomura did.
No.
What?
From the Square Enix Play Arts design.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he did a version of Catwoman in this raw. It looks straight like he thought of something of Metal Gear Solid 4. And I'm just like, okay, this is very Metal Gear-ish, but it's really nice.
Well, did you see the one he did with Batman?
Yeah, I've seen that. That one is kind of nice, too. I mean, it looks big, but that Catwoman one looks kind of raw.
It's its own TV show or something?
No,
what was
it's
it?
A figure. It's
oh, figure. I'm sorry. I missed it.
It's something to jizz on camera.
Yeah. I think it could be a total new market
for
Pornhub.
You spend that money, you put on your bathroom sink, and you reenact that scene from Grandma's Boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have got to buy that on Blu-ray. Grandma's Boy is funny as ever.
It's one of my favorites.
It's so dumb, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, and which is why, and although it's a Happy Madison, it's not directly, you know, Adam Sandler directed.
Oh, I hate Adam Sandler.
But I really enjoy his movies and everything.
No, you shouldn't.
I do.
There's
just something about it. I don't know. I can just enjoy them. Sandler's hit or miss. But again.
Oh, like Funny People? That movie that was completely not funny?
Right, that was,
it was funny.
That was boring as ever.
Dude,
I enjoyed it still.
But that's what they did.
I was
Sandler
on drugs with my buddy, and we walked out of that movie.
We're just
giggling
movie.
Because it was so bad. We're like, this is not funny.
The worst part about Funny People, too, is you had Sandler and you had Jonah Hill, who's coming right off of Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
So you were thinking, okay.
Which that movie wasn't that funny.
But you still.
No, I like a lot of parts of Superbad. It was a terrible movie. But there were parts that just made me like shit myself laughing because like, there were some parts that were just stupid funny.
Mm-hmm. Jonah Hill just does it. It's just not funny.
He doesn't do it for you? Doesn't give you a boner?
Rogan, they were just not.
You just don't like fat people.
That's what it is.
People. Apparently you don't.
I love fat people.
He can back that ass up.
That's why he does a show with me.
I love fat people.
You're not fat anymore. I remember when you used to be fatter.
Oh, thank you for that live air comment.
He's muscles in training.
No. That is all muscle. He's got a 12-pack.
I'm mad that
it looked like he was in pain.
I am in pain of my beauty.
He does his 12-ounce curls.
Dude, I've seen this guy dueling on himself in his underwear. 12-pack showing, sweaty, glistling. Like, I don't know, maybe he's covered in, like, margarine or something. Just to get
I was just working out in the fields for 12 hours.
Can I get a picture of that?
This is back when he was younger. You know.
Yeah, my younger days. I'm older.
I was like 10 back then.
But there's 12-pack listening. Ed's over here wanting a picture of that too.
Right.
Take home.
I was just like, can I get that to go?
Yeah.
Very Mexican covered in margarine. I
Actually, it was covered in hot dog water.
Justin was the hot dog flavored water.
Never mind Shira, hot dog water, man.
Hot dog. Hey, hello, my name's Justin.
I can't tell if it's pubes or leg hair anymore. Maybe it's some beard hair, but it doesn't matter. He smells like Frank.
It all works together.
Hey, at least we learned something about Ed. We now know that Ed loves fat people.
Yeah, thank
covered
you.
Covered in hot dog water.
Not hot dog water. In margarine.
Margarine.
Yes. Hairy Mexicans covered in margarine.
Yes.
So... I feel like I ruined your radio show because you guys were talking about Wolverine and I walked out.
No, you're
and I was
actually
talking about like Mexicans.
I'm sorry, you know, people are tuning in, and of course you're going to catch the archives. This is Jonathan's first time on the show.
Sorry,
We did do a Paranormal podcast earlier, so it was kind of his first time doing that as well.
We broke cherries.
We had
to sit on Jonathan's lap, and we talked about the first thing that popped up, and ironically enough, it was just the tip.
Dang it, I missed that too.
Yep. Well, what did you actually? Ed got to tune in. How did you like what we were discussing?
I was enjoying it.
Thank you.
I just like how you guys was going. You know, telling where you guys met and how you actually started the paranormal. I had to leave because I had to go get my sister. So
what?
I was, like,
how dare you?
Kind of missed part of it, but I was
son
like,
of a bitch. I had respect for you until now.
But all
fat people everywhere are now disgraced in Ed.
No butter for you, Ed.
No butter for you.
That's fine with me.
He still has the hot dog flavored water.
Your reaction made me not be able to talk. Or grammar, apparently, because that came out totally wrong.
This is the show.
I did enjoy it.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to more shows like that.
Thank you.
And just hearing more about.
Man, I'm all over your lap, dude.
It's just right. Enjoy it while you can.
No, he's warm.
This is actually the first time people, three people are actually sitting on the couch doing the podcast.
I keep wanting to grab jerky.
Just grab it.
Come grab it.
It's, but like,
let's talk. It's just the tip.
I don't want to cut the balls while I'm grabbing the meat.
But that's how you do it. Common courtesy.
It's not even your meat. It's Ed's meat.
This is my contract. I will share my jerky. There's a
I think we're having too much fun here. It's been a while since we're all cracking up.
And I'm the black one, so I'm just like,
oh. It goes that far.
Well, you know what they say, you can't beat my meat.
Oh, done. Listen, he done.
It's done.
Don't worry, Ed, I got a mouthful of your meat right now. We're good to go.
I have flatlined up once again. Oh,
are you reduced fat?
He is a gourmet sauce.
Honey chipotle, that's what it is. I thought it was just black flavor, but no.
Apparently, that's a good source of protein. And he has no grams of trans fat.
Have you been eating pineapple?
I love pineapple.
I can tell.
I love me some pineapple.
Pineapple is good.
In fact, we had pineapple last Friday.
When?
I think only two of us get.
Oh, yeah.
We had the pineapple and ham Domino's.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, y'all did.
Yeah, yeah. let's get back on track here.
Turn the feet red.
Ed beats all the way up at Justin now.
I'm just having that Jonathan's joke. I caught the whole thing.
Back off. We're having too much fun. Fun is done now. Enough of this.
All right, sorry.
Back to a real show, guys.
All
right. This was a show.
There's all these people just like, these are stupid people just laughing. Why am I listening to this? Why are you
We hope they're laughing, too.
We do have actually a handful of listeners, so and everyone say hello again to the wonderful listeners listening. So.
Hola, buenos dias, señoritas.
So actually, moving the show up an hour actually changed quite a bit, so that's actually pretty cool.
It's past my bedtime.
Maybe Jonathan. Maybe it's because of Jonathan. You brought it. You brought it all, Jonathan. Aww. Thank
I'm
you.
Up past my bedtime. I'm going to get in trouble with my girlfriend for this.
Really? It's past your bedtime?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, in about 20 minutes, the woman will be going to bed, too.
Just explain to your lady that you got called on by the burrito, and you were given a special watch, and you are now a member of the mighty Mexican Power Rangers.
Oh, my God. Wait, what does the watch do?
Absolutely nothing.
It creates
It tells you how to be
late
to work.
No, but I mean...
I'll get back to you in a minute, Zordon. I got shits to do.
He always confused the fuck out of me.
We already got people in chat room saying grab that jerky.
Oh, they did.
Dude,
they
I've got a mouthful and I got some in my lap. I can't even find there's so much of it. Oh no, it's on my tip.
It was just nice to finally get paid. No, my jerky.
Yes.
No, dude.
It was so good Jonathan's got some still on his chest.
It's all over my
tip. Grab the camera. This needs to go on the page. Grab the camera. Here you go, Jonathan.
Hold up.
I got Joe jerky on my titty. It's so hot.
One more, hold up.
Oh, wow. No, dude, I put my tongue out and I looked over. I didn't know he was doing that right next to me. Like, we almost made out on accident. I looked over like, yeah.
Ziggy's aware that jerky's on your tits.
He's actually like, why am I not involved in this?
Give me the jerky.
He's like, I don't kiss on a first date. Maybe I do.
So yeah, Wolverine, blue suit.
Oh yeah, back to that 20 minutes ago. yeah, let's do Wolverine, your favorite, one of your favorite characters, or...
No.
No, that's fine, yeah.
No.
Who would it be? Let's just contain it to X-Men. Who would be your
Dazzle.
Favorite? Wow, we're going that far. Okay.
Yeah, no, completely pointless. Had no superpower at all. I can make sparkles.
Actually, she becomes the president.
She was gem.
One of the future storylines, and then she was
gem.
Killed, and then.
Really? Thank you for that. Actually,
sorry.
We actually have facts in this show.
I read comic books. I'm a huge fan of the comic books.
I read comic books too. I was a Superman guy though.
Superman's gay. I hate Superman. I know if my kids were listening right now, they're sitting there like, oh, they're probably doing one of these. Like,
oh, your
oh,
kids?
Shit. Yeah.
Ew. That's what that smell is.
It is. I have a 4-month-old. That's the diaper you smell.
I'm trying to figure forgot what it is. I thought it was Ziggy. No, like, no, it's children.
It is. It's I've got a 17-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 4-month-old.
Your kid's older than I am.
I know, but they're also not. What is it, Blaxican?
Well, that.
Yeah. Ooh, that was actually that's a rapper's name, Blaxican.
No, you're full shit. I'm Blaxican.
No, seriously.
You need to trademark this shit. Jonathan needs to be getting paid.
Yeah.
Here it is. We're looking up Blaxican.
No, you're looking up Blaxican. I'm not doing
shit.
No,
I'm looking up Blaxican.
I'm drinking a warm beer. Like a Mexican.
Or if I was Iceman.
If Zordon.
But see, that's not Mexican.
What?
Warm beer? Yeah, they don't have freezers.
No,
I actually do drink warm beer.
No, dude, go upstairs right now and look at his fridge. Both sides say off. Lucy was like, when did he get the booklet?
No,
I'm serious. That was like 20 minutes ago.
See, you're drinking Miller. You're supposed to be drinking Corona.
Dos
Equis.
Corona and Dos Equis cost more money. This I bought because I make pesos.
It was on sale. Buy two, get one free.
Right.
It was right next to the shit.
I came with a 4.5 pack.
And then wow. He saw
it came that way at the store.
He saw it right next to the shit.
They
he gave it his link card.
Water and beans and told you to make it yourself. He said you hit the instructions.
It'll ferment eventually. Just,
I would be so
just
mad.
Just sit on it. It's warm.
I would be so mad if someone was just like, if you want beer. Just go to the here's
just,
the beer.
Just throw some hops in your face.
Right.
Can you in the '80s or just said beer?
Corn.
Beer. Who made it? It's just beer.
You don't need to know anything else about this. Don't worry. Just don't worry.
It all tastes the same after three or four.
There
three
was
or four
little
drinks.
Town full of mannequins that we blew up one time. And we put this in the fridge just for an example, and apparently it's still good. So here, have corn and beer.
Now, what if Samuel L. Jackson beer was real?
No, that's Samuel Adams. That's the white guy beer.
No.
Oh, I remember that. The Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that too.
We got some feedback that the sound was cutting out, and I just want to make sure you guys can hear this real quick.
No.
I can't hear anything.
I hear him super well.
I'm really awesome.
Do you notice my grammar got much better on that one?
Maybe.
No.
Because he's being a
comeback. We're coming in. Well, thank you for the feedback in the chat. He says don't yell. So apparently when we get loud or something like that, it cuts out.
We're having a great time. We apologize.
Yeah.
Just turn your volume down. It makes a sound.
Thank you, listener. We're having a great time right now.
We should do what Jonathan said. We should all just talk real quiet.
Talk really loud.
Like NPR.
Hello, guys.
Here on Anonymous Radio Network, with your host, Justin Middleware, special guest, Jonathan, John O'Hagan, and Mr. Eddie Barnett for Optional Opinion. Thank you, listeners.
Good evening, listeners.
Wait, I'm confused. How come I'm a special guest? And Ed's like, so we got special guest, Jonathan, John O'Hagan.
That's a good I love member. Lucy. The theme show. How you doing? This fucking doing the food theme for the honeymoons or something.
That's great. You're doing that in the background. You got him in his soft, sexual voice.
So wait a minute. How many vanilla, sexy vanillas we have here?
Two.
There's only
two
one.
Two sexy vanillas.
There's only
got
one
sexy
sexual
chocolate,
vanilla.
And I'm all about the caramel. Oh.
Caramel.
You're
sriracha.
Oh.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
Ziggy. He's like, you ain't listening, Ed.
Ziggy's ruining everything. You know, that's my mother's husband's name.
Ziggy ruins everything?
Zygmunt Zamundio.
Oh, okay.
He's a giant German man, ironically, from Mexico.
Which I was explaining to Jonathan, a lot of Germans and Europeans have settled in Mexico and South America and stuff like that.
No.
And that would explain why the Mexicans cross the border and come here and take the jobs that I was complaining about.
No.
Yeah,
no,
of course.
He is. I've seen him.
Never heard that.
Well, you've never met him.
No, not that, but a lot of Germans. I'm so dumb with you, Jonathan. I'm just like, I'm talking about something that, you're just like, you never met him. I'm like, no, Germans being in Mexico, a lot of
no,
them.
They haven't.
Oh, I
know one that came from there.
Yeah.
I've never heard
actually, anything. His daughter is a Mexican supermodel whose name I have no idea who it is. I met her, though, and he's got a really shy son, which I think might be, like, Mexican gay.
I'm not sure if Mexican it's like American gay, but I think he might be Mexican gay. He's really quiet and wasn't really keen on Thanksgiving. I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, I'm glad you got a supermodel going on there.
Well, technically, I could have sex with him. It wouldn't be incest because we're not related.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But it'd still be okay one way or another.
That's the whole reason.
Which can make a lot of more money on you know, porn tube, red tube, all those. We'll just throw that up and.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about making money off your.
Justin, he's already whoring you out. Dude,
yeah.
You had your supermodel not cousin.
Or not sister or some shit.
Or not related to.
There's porn on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Is
that
what the internet's for?
Seriously, there's like special sites. It's all. We'll explain it later.
I just Google like Carly Rae Jepsen and watch her videos. I didn't know there was like porn on the internet too.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god, I can just dump my girlfriend now.
Pretty much.
I can just.
You seriously could start a new relationship with your computer or phone.
You can only have. There's only so many different positions you can use with your hand. I just want to make sure I clarify that before you decide to leave your girlfriend.
Depending on if you go to a sex store and get a flashlight.
Well, I mean, it depends. If you're right-handed, sometimes you got to go with the left hand just because you're having sex with a stranger.
Well, I had my wrist replaced, and half of my left hand is numb. So it's like having sex with myself and a stranger at the same time.
Ooh, wow.
It's weird. It's
wow.
Weird.
I feel sorry for you.
I can't even tell if I'm hard half the time.
Okay.
And welcome to Sex Talk.
The critical anomaly.
And we're talking about Wolverine and
Snickets.
That is a critical hit.
Bub.
I'm sorry, Justin, we ruined your show.
Yeah, you're ruining my show.
Yes,
you're not on anymore, Jonathan.
He'll be here next Sunday.
After.
Well, I don't know. We might be having too much fun, so it might ruin some things. So we'll see.
You can just put it so, you know, on air.
Yeah.
As opposed to internets. People would listen to this shit in the morning.
You're right. Well, no, that's why it's on. Reminder, it's on Podbean, so you can always check out the old episodes there. So thank you.
Podbean.
Thank you, Jonathan, for that segue into Podbean.
Dude, I'm all Podbean all day long.
Every day,
It's like his numb left hand is all about the Podbean.
That's why.
That's what he calls it.
It's always pressing play.
He got my Podbean.
Carpal tunnel syndrome.
I can't even feel it.
Is it a pod or is it a bean?
I don't know.
It is
or
both.
Is it a bean pod?
Bean pod.
Oh man! All right. Let's shake the faces. Shake your faces.
Look at Justin trying to reel us.
Shake your
in.
Face. We gotta get this back going again.
Talking about banging Storm.
Yes. Oh, thank you for that. So
yes, yeah, segue again.
Thank
Bam!
You.
It's a job thing.
So yeah,
a job thing. It's a job thing with the segues.
That was the wussiest fist bump.
It was.
Ever. No, seriously.
Oh, I thought you just said piss pump. I'm like, wait,
piss
what?
Pump? Yes.
Did he just say piss pump?
Wait, come on, get on track. We're talking about banging Storm. All right. Mr. Bogus.
Mr. Bogus.
Don't lose track, all right? Let's go.
And fist pumps that echo through all space.
Well, I like how the funny thing is we went from Wolverine to Saturday morning cartoons, which was part of my notes for what to talk about. And now we're back to Wolverine and the X-Men again.
No, I feel like this is my fault because I just walked downstairs and started talking about
No, that's fine. Ed kind of came in and we're kind of catching up.
Oh, yeah,
things.
He came in. Yeah, your dogs barked a whole bunch when you came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it happens. Don't worry about it. It's not the first time.
Dude, it's okay. My cats, they hiss at black people. My cats hate black people. And they're half black and white.
Oh,
it's weird.
Cats don't like me.
Oh, cats don't like black people. You guys are like
except for Ben. Except for Ben.
Ben loves me.
Yeah.
A lot of the cats, they're like, meow. I'm just like, I would throw some Chinese food on you right now with some teriyaki sauce if he hits at me one more again. Not one more time. One more again.
Dude, I just met two cats upstairs. Justin's cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those cats came from a cat that I bought, gave to a horrible monster person as a surprise. Named him Batman. Just
not me.
Justin's a. That explains the
that's why she's gone because I ate her.
No, dude, I gave him Batman. Yeah. Those cats upstairs come from Batman. That was my cat.
Well, it was actually like 2 years, like a year or so after whatever.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I still paid for it.
Correct.
My
yeah.
Cat,
yeah.
Got the license or whatever. Receipt.
The receipt.
Right.
Take her back. This damn cat's broken. That's why we got rid of her.
Where's the buyer's protection plan on this cat?
Pull up the cat facts.
I got a 10-year warranty on this fucker. I need to upgrade. iPhone Cat 6.
She's actually like 12 years old now. You think about that. Seriously.
No, I know.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I'm the one who pulled her out of a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
She peed on my hand while we were in the car.
Wow.
And I threw her at Autumn while she was sleeping.
Do you remember when she jumped through the window?
Yes.
In the apartment?
Yes.
And then she ran up the balcony. Like, we're on the second floor. She just jumps through the screen like a fucking idiot. Just jumps through the screen. Whew. Lives. And then I go outside to get her because some little kids are like, I think your cat's outside. I'm like, you're dumb. What do you know? You're six. And I'm like, oh, shit. My cat is outside. So I was like, go to grab the cat. And she runs up the balcony because she thinks she's in trouble because she fell out of the house.
Yep. Yep.
Like, she was scared. It was all her fault. Like, I was going to beat her ass because she fell out of the house. Wow. Yeah, this is like a decade ago.
Wow. Speaking of segues, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Words?
Oh, I was thinking of segues from nostalgia. I was actually going to work in a segue there.
But... I'm waiting.
Oh, speaking of nostalgia from the past.
Back in the day.
Actually, let me check my notes because I just forgot what I was going
to
talk
about. Oh, great. You're going to segue to something you don't even know what you want to talk about.
You don't see the notes?
Oh, are you afraid of the dark? That's what I was about
to
say.
You know what? We could have filled that in on a Santa Monica cartoon. Bring back true. Snick on YouTube.
That's true. Thank
I'm
you for that.
I'm completely fine with this guy.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Are you afraid of the dark? I'm about to throw you into Grand Canyon. Because that was a good one. Because even I missed it. Even that went over my head. Are you afraid of the dark? Okay. I have heard a lot of black jokes from white people about me. And I love them all.
But are you afraid of the dark?
That one literally went over the rainbow to go read with.
Wonder the rainbow, yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, no. That's 10 points
in
my scale.
But yeah, Are You Afraid of Dark? We're getting it on YouTube, so you can catch up on
new
those.
Episodes, or is this
reprinted? No, it's the old episodes re-released on YouTube. So it's kind of nice because, you know, Halloween, Are You Afraid of Dark is one of my favorites when it comes, you know, Nick at Night, or Nick, Team Nick.
Yeah, it was Snick.
Snick, thank you, Snick, yeah. Snick. Did
sounds,
you guys catch up with that at all?
Racist.
What is it, Team Nick or Snick?
Snick.
You bunch of Snickers.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I don't
like that. He's like, I don't like it.
Is it bad that when it comes to Snickers, I can eat the mini ones out the package, but I can't eat the whole bar?
Oh, no, I don't like it either. Yeah, something about it.
It's self-control.
Dude, that have the bag be gone.
It's the nougat, man. The nougat.
The creamy nougat.
The quality and quantity of nougat in a bite size to a full size, completely different. All right, Ziggy, you can have that one. I'm sorry.
It's like, you better feed that to me.
Well,
I humped you earlier.
I hit the face with it. Cheesy poofs.
I remember watching actually Nick Arcade
on
Nickelodeon.
Oh my god, so do I.
When all the people couldn't play a Neo Geo game or even Mario Brothers, I used to be mad at 8 years, 8, 9 years old, be like, you can't press the B button and jump.
Right.
There's actually a show on YouTube right now about I can't remember who it is, but they actually have kids now. Like, they had the one girl from Game of Thrones. They gave her, like, an NES, and she had no idea how to get it to turn on. You know, when you had to blow in the cartridge. It's like they got, like, her and, like, a bunch of different teenagers and gave them technology that we would have grown up on. And they're like, how do you get it to work? And then, like, when they blew on and got to work, they were like, it works! We're so smart!
Do you ever blow on stuff, like your cell phone, like...
Yeah.
Okay, now it started. Awesome. It served no purpose, but your brain's just like, that's how you make electronics work.
Here's Nick Arcade.
Oh, God.
These two teams will compete for the right to enter the video zone and face that game.
Early 90s
challenge.
Video game.
Who will it be? Find out today.
Like,
Red Kid
on a level kind of like you.
Yeah, it was
Nick
me.
Arcade!
Oh, you're on Nick Arcade?
Thanks for bringing out my secret. I didn't want to even bring it up.
He's a celebrity,
also,
and we didn't know.
I was also on the Bozo show.
Is that true?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Do you know
how
I was in the Ewok movie?
I actually got the
Ewok movie. You were in the Ewok movie?
It's
a good movie.
No, it's not.
Hey, I love the Ewok movie.
That's a horrible movie.
It's when I was a kid, it was fantastic.
Remember that guy?
He got a sequel.
He always reminded me of Robbie from the Dinosaur Show, if you remember that. For some reason, I don't know why. Robbie from the Dinosaur Show. Don't know why. Look at him. I don't know why.
It's probably him.
It probably is.
We'll do some research after the show and be like, it was him.
It was him the whole time. I don't know why.
He wasn't even wearing a mask.
Yeah, Nick, I used to love Nick.
He just put on a sports jacket.
That was it.
I remember GamePro used to have a show.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be another video game show on Channel 50 because they used to have a cartoon with the truck, a basketball player,
this little cherry thing from the Game Boy
game. Oh, that's a 7-Up spot, actually.
No, no.
No, that wasn't actually. No, that was a basketball. Yeah.
This sounds like the most made-up show ever.
No, no, that's...
It was on UPN. They used to give out...
No, there wasn't a UPN back in the day.
No, no, that was the Power...
Power?
No, no, no.
Because there used to be 5 of them. It wasn't Captain N, because that came on Channel 5. But on
How did you
50,
sit down and hurt yourself?
He's a tard.
Yeah, on Channel 50, they would show like a person. He would host the show, and it'd be clips. And then having the show, it'd be a cartoon because it was like a monster that talked.
Yeah, I remember
that. It was a black basketball player, I think, from Arch Rivals.
Oh yeah, because that's not hard to find.
It was a
black basketball player. No, they don't play basketball.
I'll have to look it up and then I'll have to post it. But I remember it being on the cartoon because I used to watch it back in the '90s.
I remember Nintendo had done.
Well, I remember
that.
Nintendo's because on Friday. You know, that's the one, because that was, the Nintendo cartoon was back when it was the Mario Brothers.
Yep.
You know, where you got...
Oh,
and then on,
God, I love that show.
And then on Friday, you either got Zelda or you got the...
No, you got Zelda.
Kirby.
No,
no, Friday was Zelda. And
no, it was Zelda, and then they had Kirby.
Then they did Captain N. No. Then they did Captain N and the...
Captain N was on Saturdays on Channel 5. The Mario Brothers show had...
Why are we arguing about...
Because I remember you, I'm a big Nintendo fan. Oh, I forgot the.
Oh yeah, we don't even. Yeah, he does.
I'm disconnected.
He does a again.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Ziggy keeps sitting on everything.
Yeah.
Ziggy.
One of my friends had posted his friends in Canada who made the shirt.
Oh yeah.
I got on Smash Punch.
Is it Smash Punch?
Yeah, Shirt Punch. Yeah, Shirt
Ooh,
Punch.
That's actually pretty nice.
And he custom made this. For $10, so I had to order it.
Did you just say $10?
$10.
Oh,
he said. I heard $10. I think
he said $10. You said.
I said $14.
No, you said $10.
$10.
Damn Nintendo! They can't even figure out how much I'm gonna charge shit.
Dude, I plugged in my
Donalds. It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Captain That's what we're talking about.
Rest in peace.
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If you think it's
my
in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others. You'll be hooked on the brothers.
Yeah.
We're gonna
have the little ninjas and they play Kung Fu fighting with my favorite brothers.
A treat, so hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable
feats. I brought my single, I got Ed over here dancing like right on my lap. So
hanging with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers to the bridge.
I love this. There's like pizza everywhere. Like in the show, it's just like everything's pizza and spaghetti. I know, pretty much.
Mario being racist?
No. But I love this. This was Friday night. Or Friday afternoon.
Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday. Friday, you got the special Zelda cartoon.
Right.
Here, let's get a little intro to...
What's funny is a lot of the stars they had on the show, which was really weird.
Wasn't like Terrence Fishburne on this one?
But as we always say,
everybody was.
This counts.
The show was so incredible. Very awesome.
So awesome at the same time.
Okay, Justin, do my friend this music. One time, Beeman and I... It's actually my 21st birthday. I had to pick up my father from work. Beeman and I go to the Speedway in Grays Lake.
Okay.
And I look out the door because I'm buying some cigarettes. I'm like, oh shit, it's fucking Luigi. There was a guy dressed just like Luigi with the mustache. Not on purpose. Just not on purpose. Everyone in the guest station was cracking up. Dude walks in, everyone's laughing hysterically.
Speaking of guest stars.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that is so I hear it now, but it's just familiar. They're all familiar.
I'm checking the expiration date on your toothpaste. It's very important.
Oh, thank you. We get toothpaste updates as well.
Why couldn't they have turned this into a movie instead of the one we ended up getting?
Why was she inside of their mirror?
Right here,
oh, no, she's out of the mirror.
The best plumbers in Brooklyn and quite possibly the world.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Not only that, but we are also very, very...
Now we're all quiet while we're watching
the
Mario. This
Mario
Brothers Super Show.
Show's over, we're watching Mario.
Yeah, we're just watching Mario now. Now we got commentary.
We can just fuck off, whatever, we're good.
We learned a lot from the Mario Brothers.
Because this was Mario 1.
This is also available on Netflix.
This is about toothbrush. And, expiration dates on toothpaste. Very important part of my life.
I've almost died of expired
toothpaste.
I'm just glad they had a sign to let you know where the stairway to the street was.
Just be glad this is not the Mario movie.
which I enjoyed a Mario movie.
I did too. It's one of my guilty pleasures. It's one of my guilty pleasures.
I hated the Goombas. The Goombas pissed me off so much.
Oh yeah, I hate it.
No. The elevator scene was funny because there was mushroom throughout the movie. Like the king was like a mushroom. It's like,
yeah.
So fucking Goombas. Why isn't he a mushroom?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't there the Goombas mushrooms? Why are they tiny headed?
But the trick that played Toadstool was hot.
Back then,
yeah. I don't know what she's like.
Yeah,
now.
No, I wouldn't bang her now.
But they had like Super Mario Bros.
Thank you, John, for pointing that out. I just thought about that. I was like, oh yeah.
Well, she was like a little Velociraptor.
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
He had his own cartoon because they did Super Mario World. They did Super Mario Brothers 3, the Mario Brothers, Captain N, Donkey Kong Country.
Did you do anything but watch cartoons when you were a kid? Jesus Christ. I had to go to school and shit.
Watch cartoons, play basketball,
pour the powder for milk.
Sega Genesis.
Powder milk.
Boil the water.
Powder milk. I had an active kid's lifestyle. I might have been in the projects at some days.
But did you go to school?
Yeah, I was
growing up. But you beat powdered milk and Sega. When did you have time?
I had straight A's.
Nintendo.
I had straight A's.
Yeah?
You had straight eggs?
A's.
Oh, okay.
Straight A's.
I thought you had like the government brand eggs, like powdered eggs.
Oh, up there was some powdered eggs. Y'all want some fresh toast? Powder. Water, then throw the bread.
Powder.
Ed, you would fit in with NASA with all this powder shit.
Powdered butter, powdered bread.
Ugh, powdered bread.
Yeah, powder toast, man.
Oh, yeah. Ren and Stimpy.
Oh!
Oh, that was the cartoon.
Yeah, no shit. That was not live action.
That was not his type of cartoon.
I used to watch the Ren and Stimpy on Nick at 7 o'clock all the time. What are you talking about?
No, have you never seen the adult, the one on MTV? Right?
Yeah.
No, see, that's why they drank powdered milk, because they spent all their money on cable.
Oh, my mom worked at Abbott, so she had money. And my dad worked for Grace Lake, so we had money.
Worked for Grace Lake?
Yeah, you worked for Grace Lake, the city of Grace Lake.
Really?
Doing what? What did he do?
He was a city worker, like doing the roads.
So he was like...
He was the mayor?
His powdered toast, man.
Awesome! This show was super inappropriate.
Hello, fellas.
Yeah.
What seems to be the trouble?
We've been back on MTV for a while. We're more.
No, I know, but even like the censored to kid stuff.
Right.
Like, whoa.
There we go.
I still like the log song.
Yes.
Log.
It's made of log.
What is he doing?
He's powdered toast, man.
He's being powdered toast. He'd be a jackass.
Do not see the excitement on Ren and Stimpy's face.
And they always accentuate the buttocks in these episodes or these shows.
Or like, whatever, they have like a fat guy and they go over the hair and the pimples.
Yeah.
My best friend, he had the video game.
That was a good one.
No, I was watching this one day when I was little, like when it first came out. Well, I wasn't. But I was watching. My mom's like, "You can't watch this." The next weekend,
I'm sorry, fellas.
I come out in the morning. She's watching this shit, cracking up, and she's like, "All right, fuck it, you can watch it."
That's like Beavis and Butthead way back in the day.
Yeah,
that show was so stupid but hilarious. I wasn't a big fan of Beavis and Butthead. The head was okay once in a while.
Oh, you're talking about Liquid Television, yeah.
Yeah. Hated Daria.
I love Daria.
But I loved
Daria. Speed Racer is where I saw it on MTV. That's when I found out about Speed Racer.
Which one, the old 60s version?
That was on MTV?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they used to show that 12 o'clock at night.
Yep, I would sit and watch that
one. Because Nickelodeon used to show Looney Tunes for a half hour.
Oh, wow, they got the full episodes of Liquid TV.
Here, let's see if we get the opening episode of this.
This is where I saw a lot of those at.
Because they had the one skinny girl.
God.
With the eye, the fly was in the eye.
Oh, Eon Flux?
Yeah, Eon Flux.
Eon Flux, yeah, I remember
that.
No, it was stupid anime that I think wasn't supposed to make sense. The movie sucked, but it had Charlize Theron. She's okay.
Yeah,
not as an actress, but like
right.
Do you know her dad was murdered right in front of her in Australia when she was a kid?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, he was like stabbed up some like right in front of her.
Oh wow!
Say, she's fucked up in the head. You wouldn't want to bang her. Or Banger does not date her because, you know, she's not it.
She's got messed up stuff.
Uncle Louie travels issues.
Uncle Louie, where are you? Dinner's on the table.
Dinner? This is from Liquid Television, MTV, back in the mid-90s, if anything.
Give it to me. I didn't watch Liquid Television. I didn't watch
it. That's a, yeah, this is where I got a lot of that stuff from.
But, I mean, I still remember when, like, Beavis and Butthead with the Great Horn Holio episode. And once, and I mean, still now, you can tell, like, the aide, like Boudreaux, for instance. He still, like, he just posted a picture on Facebook of him doing the Great Horn Holio.
And that's where Dahlia came from.
And right. This is how it started.
They run into a lot of,
King of the Hill.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Monty Python?
Yeah. The animated part with the toilet and stuff, and the weird random stuff around there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, they come on very Monty Python.
See, now I'm watching Liquid Television after everyone leaves before I go to bed. But anyways, yeah, you had to catch it. You can catch up on YouTube. Just look up Liquid Television. I'll probably post a link in both Twitter and our Facebook page so you can check up on the best of Liquid TV.
So, Wolverine.
Back to Wolverine.
We're done with Wolverine.
Yeah.
I had a whole rant about the comic, why they're killing him off and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, let's get into that real quick.
Well,
and then...
actually, because it's...
Wait, are they actually killing Wolverine?
Yeah, that comic comes out Wednesday. He'll be dead for a while. But
how are they going to kill him? Because I remember...
They took away his healing factor. He does not have his healing factor
anymore. Oh, because I remember the Hulk ripped him in half.
Huh?
Are you picking up the comic this week?
Yeah, I'm picking up Wednesday. I always go to the comic store on Wednesdays.
We could all read together and hold hands. It'd be super cool.
No, because I need to go up there and get...
Edge of Spider-Verse has been really good, too.
I need to get that. Pick up the last book.
Let's
some more DC books I got.
I'll probably pick up issue 5 of Death of Wolverine, and I'll probably pick up the variant cover. Just because collectors wide.
Well, isn't it the Wolverines also a comic book or something like that?
Well, they're killing them off in the entire universe, and the reason why... I think they're doing it is because the article I had sent to you early in the week about how, which I think we had mentioned too, or someone mentioned that Spider-Man, because in the article was Spider-Man, you know, Sony and Marvel now have gone into various, you know,
soft talks
about Spider-Man on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Marvel has also approached Fox, and Fox is like, screw you guys, we're making way too much money off the X-Men, screw you guys.
Yeah.
So... with Marvel now, May 2015, they're doing their relaunch again. They're going to start everything from issue 1, and they're focusing more, like, the Fantastic Four books have just been canceled. They're not doing Fantastic Four.
Like the
52? Marvel already did their version. It was Marvel Now, which is their version of the New 52.
Oh. If you listen to him talk and watch this at the same time, it's like he's narrating this card. Like,
I am.
Anything. It's crazy. No,
you didn't know?
No, I just zoned out. I was like, wait, which one am I hearing?
But, okay. All right, but with because of this, Marvel is now, instead of trying to advertisement for said like for Fox, they're actually doing less X-Men books and Fantastic Four books, and now they're focusing more on Ultimate Spider-Man, which is Miles Morales instead of Peter Parker Spider-Man, because since Marvel doesn't own the rights to those characters, they're like, well, whatever, we're done here, so. But, I mean, I do hope that Sony does work something out with Marvel because, again, let's not talk about way back when we were talking about how cool it would be with the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, and, you know, we were all butting heads with that about, well, it can happen, it'll never happen, Marvel will never get Sony, and Marvel will never team up with, and you and I were mentioning about, you know, if you get the book, you know, money talks.
Yep.
But, I mean, and I think the poor sales of Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, really helped Sony, like, we need to make some money. And I think, before we went on the air, you were mentioning about how they were talking about maybe recasting Spider-Man?
Correct, yeah.
Andrew Garfield.
Yep. And Spider-Man 4
like
or 3.
I don't like him as Spider-Man.
Really? I like him as Spider-Man.
I think the thing...
I mean, wait, better than Tobey Maguire, because he was terrible.
Thank you for that, at least.
I
okay.
think the reboot of Spider-Man, is just for some reason, it just feels boring.
No, it's just money.
How many times do we have to watch the same origin story? You know, and
it's a different origin story.
No, it's not.
It's Ultimate Spider-Man.
And not really, though.
It just doesn't seem interesting to me.
I didn't like what the fuck is her name? Gwen Stacy, whatever the hell her name is.
Oh, the actress, or just Gwen Stacy in general?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone's here.
Well, she's rumored to be in the new Ghostbusters all-female.
Which, don't even get me started on.
Everybody's saying this. A lot of males are saying it's a bad idea. But I'm just like, I kind of want to see that.
I'm sorry, but when Ernie Hudson himself comes out and says, I don't dig it, you know.
Bill Murray, actually, he was with it. He was for it, wasn't he?
No, the article is, he doesn't think it's a bad idea.
Okay. I'm okay with a new Ghostbusters movie. I just don't see why it has to be all girls. Like, I don't get why that's the selling point.
My issue,
it's all girls. It's like,
my issue with it is that they're not even going to acknowledge the previous one and two. This is just a reboot that pretty much the ones that we grew up on don't exist. And that's what a lot of the
How about the terrible reboot cartoon show? You remember that one?
Oh.
Where they were all like high school
Extreme
kids?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that was horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
No, my balls hurt.
I liked it.
It's funny because Fox had the Ghostbusters and ABC had the real Ghostbusters.
Right. Yeah.
But I find it interesting. I think if they do a male casting, everybody's going to be like, well, this male cat person is supposed to be compared to this actor in the original. I feel like I get that.
Like,
and I think if they do an all-female one, I think it would be funny, interesting. I think they just...
Right, because they're going to get the fat actress, Melissa McCarthy. So we got the fat one. So we got that one. Who else we got?
Who's going to be Venkman?
Obviously, Emma Stone. You know, you got the goodly skinny white blonde chick.
Mm-hmm.
You've got fat McCarthy, so you've already got two typecast going. And then two other comedian actresses that are really big right now.
Who's the black one?
Wanda Sykes. No, I don't know.
That would be funny.
That would actually be funny.
Wanda Sykes is Winston.
Actually, I run into those Ghostbusters there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, old school.
John actually, he got me the Janine. Slimer set right there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he did that.
Did you get that from Marshall?
Do you have a hand up for that?
No, John got that from somewhere.
Okay.
That kind of sucked with having a constant line of figures and whatnot.
What the hell is this? It's not the old Ghostbusters cartoon.
It's some concept art or something like that.
Yeah, no, I was like, this is not the old Ghostbusters show.
No, I was like,
because it would have been way better if it looked like this. If it had this artwork?
This
is a concept art from the game, isn't it?
I don't know. I just think it's just for the Extreme Ghostbusters concept art.
And nipples.
That one should be in there.
Oh, yeah. She had a vagina on her stomach.
It was a much darker Ghostbusters cartoon. I liked it. I liked it also because I liked the Men in Black cartoon, which is from the same artist and whatnot.
That was terrible.
You didn't like that either?
You know what? Let me guess, Jonathan. The Men in Black cartoon? Make your balls hurt.
A little bit.
Well, I don't know how I knew.
A little bit.
Again, they gave you that Barry Kitts syndrome.
It's sad that I can sit here with Lord Man and be like, I'm gonna watch the Muppet Baby cartoon. Actually enjoy it.
Muppet Baby.
Look at that. No, go back 2 seconds. Go back. It was fucking, him. I can't think of his name.
Starscream.
Yeah, Starscream. Why the fuck is he in Ghostbusters?
He's a ghost now.
Robot.
He's the only one who survived the first Transformers movie, besides like all the stupid good guy ones.
Now, what is this concept art for? What?
Extreme Ghostbusters.
Although that one didn't even. But that was only like what, one season?
I think so.
But I wanted more.
I liked it. I actually thought that if they would have done a Ghostbusters 3, I would have liked them to actually gone
that route.
With that route, I mean, and not just. I mean, not like the typecast that you had there, but I mean, it would have been cool to get the original four. Like, you know, hey, you know, we're getting too old for this shit. At least, like kind of like how Star Trek was handled, like J.J. Abrams with the first Star Trek, where pass the torch in a sense, where you know at least acknowledge what came before and then do your own thing. I mean, I don't like, for instance, like the all female. It might work, you know, like you were saying. But not to acknowledge what came before, I think, is a complete disrespect. And they're rushing through it now because Reitman left after Remus passed.
That's right, yeah.
So he was like, I'm not doing anything with it. And I think now they're just like, I think all of them were like, we're just do whatever,
done.
We're done.
But of course, no, except for Dan Aykroyd, right. Who's always
right, which I'm really surprised that Aykroyd's not the one out there like, no, we got to be in this for this to happen.
Well, because he wants the money, like his mm-hmm. Crystal Skull Vodka. Right.
And
yeah, let's filter through fucking diamonds because that makes sense and does something.
And it surprises me. Like, I would never judge a movie until I see a trailer or so I actually go and watch it. Because I'm like, just hearing a story about it just be like, doesn't upset me. I find it more interesting until I actually see some
if I see a trailer of the Superman and Batman one, I'm not judging it. I feel.
Oh no, no, no! I've judged the shit out of that one.
I feel like that's gonna be interesting. Until I see a trailer, I'm gonna see that one trailer. I'm not gonna do nothing after that until I go. See
I don't care. The sad what thing is when the comes comic to... says what the comics did, dude. There is no way Batman could ever take Superman. Ever. Oh, we can smoke down here.
Yeah,
Batman beats everybody.
Can you open that one real quick?
Back? No, I'm trying to find my earrings.
Oh. Well, I mean, then I'll put this back.
No, no, I'll systematically kill myself. Oh, there they are. They fell out. No, I'll kill myself too. It's just I'm trying to find my earrings. I'm going to find one though.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just me. I'm open until everything actually materialized.
Oh, wow, there's a window.
Mm-hmm. Just, oh, all the way. If you can, just lift it all the way up and then push it in a little bit. Nope. Maybe. Yay!
So I'm really interested in seeing it, you know. So if they do make an all-female Ghostbusters, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to say this, and it's going to be very controversial to everybody. I'm ready to see
that. You can't say controversial if you're black.
we have to swallow our opinions here.
I'm ready to see that and a new Batman movie and Superman movie.
Oh, bullshit.
Then seeing
Ben Affleck as Batman.
Wait, you don't like that?
Ben Affleck is Batman.
I think it's going to be great.
I'm ready to see that. I'm not even ready to see the new Star Wars, cuz I know if I go see the new Star Wars, I'm probably going to end up throwing
up. You don't even like the old Star Wars. I know. So how is that controversial?
Because people who really like Star Wars.
I absolutely love Star Wars.
Everyone loves Star Wars.
Except you.
I don't.
Except you. But again, it must be a John. It must be a John thing too, because I don't like the Ben Affleck casting either.
No,
so.
No,
I'm fine with it. That Frank Miller, that first picture we
no
got.
No one
it
knows
like Frank
what
Miller.
It's like to be the sad man. To be the bad man. Behind the cow.
I'm mad at y'all. Both looked at each other like, okay, let's do the next line and you listen to the end there.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm interested to see where it goes. I like what I see, at least that. It looks good visually, at least. But right. When the movie comes out, it's going to be a different story.
All I've seen is just a picture of the Batmobile. That's all.
Oh,
I've
you
seen.
Didn't see Ben Affleck yet?
How come
you didn't get on a train and go down to Chicago? Because they're filming, because it's been all over the news about
they're actually
filming in the city, and they'll probably be filming again out in Waukegan like they did with
for the highway. Yeah. Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
What was the other movie they did by the Amstead?
Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers.
Was partially done there.
They had,
I think Transformers 2 or something like
Harrison
that was done there.
No, Harrison Ford.
Right, it was
down there.
U.S. Marshals. It was a sequel to The Fugitive. U.S. Marshals
was
filmed. No. U.S. Marshals had Wesley Snipes.
Right, but it also had...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Had,
yeah.
Right, that's the movie that was filmed there. Because everybody talks to me like, we met him here. He was such a nice guy.
Well, and an original Fugitive was filmed around Chicago, too, just right. So people...
Well, and then the original Blues Brothers was actually filmed in Wakanda. You know, like, if you go there now, you know where the McDonald's is on, what is it, Route 12 or whatever? That little bridge is actually where Liberty Street in Wakanda is now, where they go driving off the bridge onto the truck. Of course,
this
now,
is blown right back in.
Oh, I mean, it'll circulate out or whatever.
Alright.
And that's some fun trivia, I guess.
No, that's a great movie. That's a great movie. Actually, I tried renting that for my girlfriend because she's young. She's never seen it. My girlfriend's 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she likes that car. Though that would explain why you knew Carly Rae Jepsen. About calling her maybe.
No, that's just me.
I actually written about her album. I like it.
Did see?
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy.
Come and maybe. Dude, I fall asleep to that song.
This song is stalkerish.
Fall asleep. Hey, I just met.
Sounds all right.
Why you came into my life?
You get. Well,
that's something that my pillow sings to me.
No, that you sing to the pillow as you're biting it.
So yeah, so with Wolverine, Carly Rae Jepsen.
That should be the soundtrack.
That's gonna be the reboot.
She's gonna be Storm in the new Age of Apocalypse movie, and her mutant power is to get critics to hate it.
That's actually a good segue. We're not getting some of the original cast in Age of Apocalypse now.
We're not getting any of the original cast. We're recasting for the younger.
Whatever casting it.
Did you see the end scene
of
The second X-Men movie, the
Days of Future Past, which comes out on Tuesday on Blu-ray DVD.
Wow.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for the segue, Jonathan.
Are you getting commission off of that? Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I
it's in contract.
Why do you think Edge just brought my beef jerky? I get paid a beef jerky. That beef jerky you were trying to grab from my lap was not Edge jerky. You ate John's meat in your own mouth, and you can't beat my meat.
And I shared it with the dog via my face. Ziggy and I both ate jerky together.
You had
a
connection.
Yes. And I'm related to a Ziggy, so it's even weirder.
Which is a German from Mexico.
Yeah, German from Mexico.
What else is coming out?
I think that's a big one. That's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I still gotta get Edge tomorrow.
But no, that the end scene with Apocalypse.
Yes.
Okay, that was cool. The Four Horsemen and everything. I didn't like him building the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, what do you need slaves for if you can do that shit?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What's the point?
Well, I mean, he's always been for the fact that people worship that he's in power, so I would assume that's all that really is. Is
now,
more of a
what is
psychological aspect.
Supposed to take
But see, like, what pisses me off about that scene. All right, so you got Apocalypse, amazing, ultra-powerful, super original mutant. Why is there no reference to him at all at any point in time in any of those two movies?
Well, one, because
you would think he'd be like, you know, oh, he's run, you know, Apocalypseville.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Well, not just that, but also because they changed the what we were supposed to get from at the end of the movie was that they changed history when they went back, too. But the thing that I'm pissed off about is more that again, the new one, Age of Apocalypse, is now supposed to focus more on Mystique's character again.
Correct.
They've really transitioned way too much towards the Mystique character.
Yeah, no, but they
which I was never fine with Mystique, with Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique, though.
The Mystique thing, though, because she's supposed to be like similar in age to Wolverine.
Yeah, well, not just that. She's also like sisters, like half sister to Charles Xavier.
She's also right in the comics.
Nightcrawler's mom.
Yeah. Well, she's also Rogue's mom.
Yeah. Rogue. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, back to Rogue. Rogue.
Yeah. That's you know.
Which in the good news for you?
90s spank bang.
In the comics, she now controls her powers where she could touch you, so you could actually get it on with Rogue now instead of her.
Awesome.
I'd rather go for the autoerotic asphyxiation where she's killing you while
she
rapes
you. I think that too. Well, I guess
because she could pull that off. I mean, she could rape you and you could be like, I'm about to...
Yeah, welcome back to sex talk.
Well, this is nerd sex talk. We're going to the extreme with this. And that is how David Carradine died. Rogue was actually in the hotel with him. It wasn't a rope for the asphyxiation.
It was Rogue, and he was dressed as Batman. It was Rogue versus Batman in a hotel room in a closet.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you that was Kill Bill Volume 3. Too soon? Too soon?
So is the next movie taking place
in the past?
The new X-Men?
It's
the new old. It's
the
days X-Men.
Of future past.
It's the 60s time frame X-Men.
The first class
cast.
Even though the second one was past the 60s via president. But anywho,
the whole time continuum with that movie with that series is all messed up.
But again, that's
right
what I said about Days of Future Past when we reviewed it though is. If you're gonna reset a series, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
you still paid like I was saying with Ghostbusters, you still paid homage to the shit that came before you, but yet you still kind of found a way to reset to move forward where you're not really pissing off so many people.
So with the Ghostbusters thing, are they gonna do like a Zool reset time?
Probably not. We're gonna probably get Now I think the new Ghostbusters is gonna be it's just a bunch of man hate.
So well, I thought it's a reboot.
Is it going to be a walking
Stay Puft, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is actually gonna be like a wife. He's going to be a wife beater.
I'm back, honey.
He's going to sound like the pimp from How High. Come with it. Where my bee powder.
That movie is still funny.
How High is pretty good. I liked it. It's one of my favorites. But no, I thought it was supposed to be like a reboot. I think that's they're like no.
I guess it is a reboot. I hate the term reboot because it's again another reason why I think Amazing Spider-Man was so bad too.
We never mentioned that show earlier.
Which one?
Reboot.
Oh, thank you.
That's
reboot.
A good show. I love reboot. Yeah.
Oh no, everyone loved reboot.
Reboot was great.
It was okay.
You know what? You're losing cred, man. You get right up here, and then all of a sudden, it's like,
I'm just glad it's not me today.
I'm gonna get two more quarters to get more credits.
Yeah, well, that works.
Yeah, that
That's how I got my credit.
You just paid for it.
Well, I'm waiting for the change. I've only gotten your meat so far. So.
Well, here's some Aladdin Castle tokens. You can take those.
Aladdin Castle? My God.
Oh, is that place still open?
No, as far as I know.
Didn't that go the way of Lakehurst?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we had one. We had running
that has a knock on people's doors.
We had one in Vernon Hills. We actually had one in the Vernon Hills Mall. Yeah. It was actually very small though.
Right,
but yeah.
Which actually, did you see the? I know you don't like Star Wars, but they actually have that that new arcade pod that's been that they were talking about.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like all over IGN. It's like I can't remember what company it is. I figured that would have been one of the things that you would have brought up.
No, because I don't. Was it at New York Comic Con that they announced it?
Yeah, it's like Star Wars pod or something, and it's like.
Oh.
And it's like it's like a pod you get into, and you can actually.
With your Yoda background on your phone.
Actually, if anyone.
The aliens.
Yeah, it's so cute.
There's a podcast called Nintendo Voice Chat. They just did a podcast with the president of Factor 5, who did the Rogue Squadron games.
Right, which I remember that.
For GameCube, and he talks about the whole history about how him and his company started doing the. Doing the game.
And this was our edition of 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
We do that like on a weekly basis. Is Harley Quinn coming to the show for Gotham? Probably not. Anyways. Oh, they reviewed at the New York Comic Con, they did show the Netflix Daredevil costume.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, which is kind of homage to Frank Miller's Daredevil as well as the Incredible Hulk TV show Daredevil.
Did they show two of his costumes?
No, just one. He's wearing like a black ninja suit type of thing.
Just like, this mother like Zorro for some reason.
Yeah, that's from if I could pick it up. There was
because I thought he already had the costume when Daredevil came.
Well, when you think of comic books, you got to remember that there's always these starts. You know, there's the yellow costume, there's the red costume, and then there's the black costume, which was very...
Which we all
very,
just be wearing yellow spandex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting when you
think
about...
That's my Daredevil suit, the yellow and red.
When you think about it, though, if they're basing it off this Frank Miller, I think it's called The Man Without Fear, was his run of Daredevil storyline.
Yeah, Man Without Fear.
He did the black costume, ninja costume, then did yellow, and then did red. So it'd be kind of interesting. They do the Netflix show as that, where you actually get to see a little evolution of Daredevil's costume, which I think... I don't know. I'm fine with the red costume for the most part, which I liked.
Why does he pick out colors for his costumes?
I should read the story.
See. Yeah, he should just wear like a tie-dye rainbow outfit or something.
I got them all.
He's the man without fear.
He wouldn't fucking know. Yeah. Like, he wouldn't know. I'm colorblind. I can't tell what uniform I'm wearing. I don't even know what color shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, it's Star Wars Battle Pod arcade game.
I'm going to look at it.
No, you're not.
Maybe.
I know Ed's gonna look at it. He don't know when, but he's gonna look at it.
I'll probably get it tonight when I get home.
But you know, I'm interested in seeing this. So if people have seen the image, it's more relatable to the Frank Miller Daredevil costume that he had in the origins of that, and of course the Incredible Hulk TV show, which he did a special appearance along with Thor on that TV show with Lou Ferrigno and all that.
Thor pissed me off too.
It's not my favorite movie. I think the Thor Dark World was probably the best that we're going to get out of that. But
dude, he's not a doctor.
Oh, well, yeah, we kind of talked about that, too. But
that
they did play...
Me up
and was it the first one or Thor 2 that they paid... No, it was the first one.
For the first one, there's a little Easter egg where his name is, but, you know, where he wears the lab coat.
But he's not exactly the doctor.
He's not actually the doctor.
I gotta rewatch the second one. I kind of fell asleep on it.
You're not missing much.
Though I will, the best part of the Thor movies is Loki, hands down. I love Loki's aspect.
Ah, no, Loki's terrible.
You don't like Loki? Well, I mean, he's not the Loki from the comic books, but as
not
a movie verse?
Not at all.
Of course not, of course not. But from I got a hiccup there. But from the movie verse, I don't think it's that bad. I really don't think it's that bad.
He's supposed to be starting in another movie, the guy who played it.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah, he's starting in another movie. They announced it like didn't read the story.
Well, there's one that I know he's doing with Emma, not Emma Thompson, another actor. Anyways, it's like a vampire movie that he's going to be in.
Oh, cool. Another vampire movie?
Yeah, we don't have those.
But, you know, anyways, I mean, for the most part, I'm not a big fan of the Thor movies. I think they're all right for a Thor movie. I was expecting much worse. But for the most part, it's really Avengers, you know.
The first one was good. The first Thor movie.
I thought the second one was the best one. Seriously.
I have to watch
first one.
What? That was the worst one.
Really? You thought that? I thought the first one was the worst one.
To me, the first one's better than the second one. The second one's just like, oh, let's just throw a bunch of random bullshit and not sum up anything.
No, it did, though. Seriously, I feel the second movie...
The second movie was just building up to the collector. That was it. That's all that movie was basically for was the collector.
And also...
Actually, it was building up more towards the reveal that Loki's not dead and Loki's actually Odin right now, come the third
movie.
That's
another good point, too.
Which is shocked between me and you, because you like the first Captain America. I don't like the first Captain America.
No, I mean, I like it, but not...
No, that movie would be good if it had the fucking stupid montage. That ruined
that
movie.
It's actually some
for
people's
dislike
about
that
movie.
The movie was
good,
it was just like, montage! Actually, I watched Team America last night, so like that song's like fresh in my head. I made my girlfriend watch it because I'm that kind of boyfriend. The montage ruined the movie for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like Captain America too. That one was better.
Well, Winter Soldier comic book, awesome.
Right.
In the movie,
I think it's just better for me.
I like
because
the second one was really good. I'm sorry.
It's just the martial arts that he was doing in there. I guess it felt like more action packed, and it didn't feel like the first one.
And I don't like fucking the Hawk or whatever. What the hell's his name?
Falcon.
That was my problem with Captain America.
How are you a superhero?
I like Winter Soldier. It was really good, but it should not have been called Winter Soldier because
it wasn't really the Winter Soldier.
Bucky, he was like 10-15 minutes of actual screen time of Winter Soldier.
When we first originally talked about that, I was like, this is like three movies actually, or three story arcs that are trying to squeeze into one. It's Nick Fury
Agent of Fury.
Yeah, Nick Fury versus.
Say Nick
Shield. I know, I want to. Versus Shield, which was this because Hydra ends up doing it. Then we had the Bucky story, which is kind of a few stories kind of mixed in with that. And then we have the encompassing story, which is about the fall of Shield, but what's going to happen to Captain America as Captain America and Shield, etc.
Well, you find out in Phase 3 after Age of Ultron.
Exactly, of course.
Captain America 3.
So it was like three movies wrapped up into one, three story arcs wrapped up into one.
The Nick Fury thing pissed me off too, with his eye, because Nick Fury used to be a white guy originally.
Well,
yeah, okay, and he got fucked up, and then everyone else who becomes Nick Fury afterwards because there's several predecessors.
Well, as far as I understood, he had Nick Fury bots. That's how Nick
actually,
Fury works.
In the Marvel 616 universe, Nick Fury is still white. In the Ultimate Marvel universe, Nick Fury is black with the eye patch. And one of the things that we've discussed before is for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they seem to be pulling a lot more of the story arcs from the more updated
Ultimate
universe.
Which is now over
10
years old.
That's why Marvel has pretty much killed
the Ultimate storyline.
In the movie, it's like the comic book. Like the Winter Soldier
movie. No.
I'll probably have to order. They got a graphic novel?
Oh, yeah,
I
have.
Probably.
Okay, then I'll have to order
Like,
there's this place called, like, Barnes & Noble, maybe, and you could probably just find that kind of shit there.
Well, because after the Civil War, they did the...
you just read there for
they
free.
Did the Death of Captain America, and then the
Bucky was Captain America.
Actually took over the mantle for a while.
That's right.
Which I still think is what's going to end up happening.
Did he have a gun in there? That's right. Which is funny, because the original Captain America actually had a gun.
Right.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool that they went back to that.
And he also beat up Hitler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which he didn't do in the movie.
He beat up Red Skull.
Yeah.
Which...
No, in the comic books, he socks Hitler on the...
Well, he does,
and the mic.
He does
socks Hitler on the job.
Right. Well, he socks in when they do the little stage show.
The other montage.
Yeah, the other montage.
Yeah.
He does hit Hitler in a sense, like a lookalike, but not like in the comic, like you said, where he actually flat out knocks him out.
Yeah. No. It's kind of like watching Rocky a lot for 2 hours.
Which one?
No. Little guy gets buff. Montage wins.
Well, wasn't that like that was like the best part of like Punch Out for the NES when you played as Little Mac and when you get ready to do a little championship fight, they did the little montage where it's Little Mac running behind the coach. Yeah, and there's your little code just in case you die. You know, you put your little code in on the little thing to pick.
I used to hate writing that shit down.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. I used to have a notebook of those.
That should be our outro song.
Or do you remember calling the hotline?
No, I've never done that.
The Nintendo Power Hotline. You'd be like, how do you get past stage 3? And they're like, you jump. I'm like, oh, fuck. Why didn't I think of hitting B?
That'd be $3.99 a minute.
It was weird because Kid Icarus, Punch-Out, and Metroid.
Kid Icarus was terrible.
Those was the only three games that actually used the Nintendo code that that you had to use a password in. Everything I think everything after Zelda, you know, you get saved or you have to beat the whole game.
Yeah, you play through from the beginning. Zelda used to piss me off too. I love, like, you know, like Super Metroid, like on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yes.
They know that game. I used to, like, that's be late for school, game. And I live up, like, half a block from school. Because I'm playing, I'm like, I gotta get to a save point. Yeah, get to a save point. I'm gonna get grounded for this shit. I don't care.
Yeah, because
it's worth
Super,
it.
Even Super Nintendo, they, like, early on, they if didn't you beat have it under code, an you still, hour. You still needed the code
yep.
for certain
yep.
ones. Like, yeah. Like the X-Men game, for instance, you had to actually do, like, stylized yep. style, like Wolverine.
Yeah.
I had a couple of those puzzle type games. Which one was it? Krusty game.
Krusty's Clown House.
Yeah, I remember that. I had one for that. The Addams Family game actually had.
That game was horrible.
They were all horrible, actually.
I actually was happy to have the Addams Family because that was the game from Ocean when it came to Super Nintendo, and he used to jump all the way up in the air and come all the way down. I beat that game in one whole day.
I beat Super Metroid in an hour and 20 minutes. I got
what?
To see her in a fucking bikini.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that was the reveal that Samus was a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the first game they did that.
She was in a bikini also in the first one.
Okay. Yeah.
Super Metroid was the Super Nintendo one that everyone still
if you beat it like within an hour and a half or an hour and a half and under, you get to see her instead of like just her taking.
God, that game is quick. Then I thought I spent like days on that game.
Oh no, dude! I spent forever on that game. But yeah, no, you can just skip through that game and get to the end real quick.
Okay.
And trying to fight fucking Ridley with like four energy bars or the little energy tanks. Durr! But you can do it. You can do it. And then you see her bikini. Lotion.
The best thing
mayonnaise.
Ever.
Yeah. That's when I became a man.
Thank you, Samus.
Wonder Brain hit me with that beam and took out all my energy and the big and I was just like, I've never seen that in the game, and I was just mouth drop. I'm like, I'm gonna lose the game. And then
right?
The big Metroid came in, sucked it up, and then gave me that special beam. I was just like, this game is amazing.
I love that. I played that like five times or something. I beat that game
times. I love the shit out of that game. It's crazy. And there's all kinds of weird Easter eggs too in that game.
And you always played it back and found, oh, I didn't go to this door. Well, for me
but
at
I
least, you
say,
know.
I didn't use like the ball morph
to go do
that
thing,
one
yeah.
wall, and I found an extra energy tank. Or I got
you're like,
this.
Yay!
Or like, there's that. I got stuck in that fucking part. This is like seriously, this took me like a couple hours. You fall down that super long hallway, which for some reason doesn't hurt you at all. But you fall all the way down. And there's that weird ostrich that just runs back and forth and goes,
I remember that.
I couldn't figure out how to do that. Once I figured it out, you could do that all over the game and blow through walls all over the place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like you know where the ship lands? You can blow up like all that shit and find all kinds of crazy stuff. You do that turbo run, and then you duck, you jump, and then you do like...
Then
you do that spin.
Yep.
You can just break through... Like in that very first
you
section.
Like glowed and it was like
the very first section you can break through so much shit right there in the very beginning. This is a big open space. There's tons of crap.
I never did that. I have always played Super Metroid just straight as the way that it's supposed to be played. I have never tried to beat it in a sort of time limit. But I did get to see her in
You probably saw her with her helmet off.
Because it was you had to beat it under 3 hours.
No, it was an hour and a half.
No, you had to beat it under 3 hours to get the bikini.
You got internet, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Or I'll look it up on my phone. Make it easy.
You know what? I've never done either one. And I'll just go on YouTube and I'll beat it in 5 minutes and watch the bikini myself.
Because that's how Resident Evil for PS1 was. When you beat it in a fast like time, it gave you the
you got an extra outfit. No, you got a different outfit, didn't you?
You got a different outfit, but you got the rocket launcher. You only could beat it on in a faster time to get the rocket launcher.
I never got the rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Now is that the first Metroid game or the second?
First Super. Evil.
Oh wait, which we're talking about for the bikini? For
yeah,
Super
yeah bikini stuff.
Yeah, the Resident Evil when you on PS1 when you beat it like under I think like 3 hours or something like real fast, you get the rocket launcher.
Dude, that game like changed my life. Resident Evil, the first one, Because, like, you always play, you play a video game, like, oh, I found a heart, or I found a piece of chicken, and I got health again. That one's like, I got three fucking bullets, and there's that giant frog, and I think I have to go through that hallway, but I don't fucking know, but I can't go through that hallway because I only got three bullets. I know I can't kill the frog. Where the fuck am I supposed to go? And I'm, like, panicking the whole time.
Got the knife.
Yo, dude, back
the knife don't fucking do shit.
The first time, when Silent Hill came out, the first Silent Hill game, I had this little shitty studio apartment, and all my friends would come by, and we would take turns playing in the dark, and we're like, wait. And, like, everyone would get scared. Like, we'd all be worried. And we would take turns. Every time you died, like, we'd switch it off. But it was, like, it was a whole group effort. And everyone was, like, panicked. Like, people would be like, all right, I'll just go home in a couple hours. So we just had to get past this part. What's that code? We're trying to, like, figure out, you know, how to do the puzzles and shit. Like, you know, like, yeah. They're reading stuff. And, like, everyone's, like, got pieces of paper out and shit. And we're, like, talking about it. And it was, like, this is how we're spending our entire week. Like... Wow.
That's
like,
kind of how Resident Evil 4
we could be out getting laid right now, but no. Like,
that's kind of how Resident Evil 4 was for me. I enjoyed it. It was tense and stuff. I got to the part where you have to go into this garden and these wolves are coming out. They got all these tentacles. I used to put the controller down, cut the system off, and like, I'm not coming back to this game. I have restarted Resident Evil 4 almost 8 times. And every time I got to that part, I was just like...
Dude, I remember...
But I didn't end up beating it. I didn't end up...
When him and I were living together, they came out with that Resident Evil that had the multiplayer back before, like, there wasn't, like, live, really.
Oh, Resident Evil Outbreak, yeah.
Yeah. We were playing that.
That sucked. It was hard.
But we played in your room. But it just sucked because no one had internet. If they had internet, no one owned the game.
Yeah, it was a PlayStation 2. They had a special modem.
But we'd play that, and, like, we'd always get to, like, one part. It's, like, just past the beginning, and you get to, like, this streetway. I remember there was, like, a ramp... And then, like, a big garage door and, like, 8,000 zombies, and we never got past that part. But I remember playing that in his room. Like, we'd be sitting on the floor with his little TV.
This website that I look for Samus, it just claims that there was, in the original, there was three different versions. So depending on which times you beat it at, which doesn't clarify, you got a kind of a full base suit and then a bikini suit. It all depends on...
The other one she wore was a... It wasn't red.
And then here is black. A Super Metroid...
There you go. Yeah. That.
And I got that one.
And this is Metroid Fusion, which I have. I just never finished it.
I had that on my phone, actually.
I got that on Wii U.
I actually have, like, that it's like a... I don't know, my phone's dying.
Metroid Zero. She's not in a bikini, but she's kind of in this two-piece thing. Look at us getting all pervy over Metroid, a computer girl.
I love Metroid Zero.
That's some of people's favorites. Actually, I never got to play that one, but...
What system was Zero on?
Game Boy Advance.
It was a remake
of the regular Metroid.
Oh, wow.
And it's really, really nice. Because you'll beat the game like it normally is, and then they have a whole nother section after.
No shit.
Yeah. They redid all the graphics and everything. It's really nice.
I like Prime.
Prime is excellent. Metroid.
Yeah, I didn't like the ones after that, but Prime I thought was really good.
The first
good.
Prime was good.
Two was kind of difficult. I liked 3, but 1 is just like...
I never played 3. 2 I rented, and I was just like, yeah.
Well, 3... What I liked about 3 was 3 really just, was probably like the pinnacle, whatever, for the Wii controls.
Yeah,
pineapples. That's going back to pineapples. So that's why the jerky. That's how we added a lot of pineapples. You know, it actually had, you know, the motions were really good to open the door and shit. But anyway, you were saying with Metroid Prime.
No, Metroid Prime, I was damn good. He played the demo, went up to the condo and reserved it, and paid it all off until the game came out. I was so just on that demo. I was just like, yeah, I want this game. And I spent probably 4 or 5 days playing that whole game. And it was more of me trying to get everything than trying to figure out how to beat everything. I'm just like,
the only game I was ever like really like that with was Halo. When Halo first came out, because like I was a huge,
you GoldenEye were, player. Yeah,
I was amazing at GoldenEye too. I fucking rocked out on GoldenEye.
You're amazing at a lot of games,
awesome. But no, Halo just blew my mind. It was like I can get in this thing and it drives. I don't have to. It's not 2D, you know. Like my proximity mine isn't sticking out of the wall magically for no reason because like the plates didn't line up right.
I think the problem I had with Halo was the controls for the cars. Because it felt like
I was pushing... still paddles off.
No. See, actually, I love the controls for the cars.
For the Warthog?
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt like... It felt heavy, and it felt like you're pushing a garbage can full of bricks.
Yeah.
I didn't like
that. That's a big, heavy Jeep. That thing was indestructible.
I could...
Do you remember Halo 1? You could not destroy the Warthog. It didn't fucking matter. 90 rockets. Didn't matter.
It was. I think it was because of me playing Mario Kart Double Dash with the E button, and then playing Halo. Was just like, this doesn't feel right.
But that's
at
like
all.
That's like me when I go to like I'll start playing Forza, and then I go back from Forza. I go to play Grand Theft Auto, and so I'm going for playing real physics, and then I'm like, wait, why is my car? Wait! I'm breaking way too. I'm like the grandma in Grand Theft Auto. I'm like the grandma you're stuck behind because I'm breaking way too early to make my turn in Grand Theft Auto.
That's why Sleeping Dogs. I like that game.
Using your turn signal.
Yeah. I'm being a law-abiding citizen in Grand Theft Auto. No, sir. Let me help you.
That's why I'm actually looking forward to the Halo Master Chief Collection and what people think about that on the Xbox One.
I'll be picking it up.
Did you ever read the books?
No, I didn't.
All right, so I'm gonna.
But they said it was good. They said the books are good.
I like the first three of them. I've read probably five or six of them, but the first one, the first Halo book, is the game. It's the first game. like they describe stuff. Like there's things that are going on in the book. You can actually picture it if you've played through the game. Then the whole campaign, you can picture it. Like you remember doing it. And there's like people that'll like jump into your warthog. They give that person a name and they have a backstory. So, like, you get, like, I really got into, like, I read the other ones. Because the first one I get so wrapped up into, it's just, like, I remember doing this. I was here. You know, like it was in your head. It was just, like, oh, my God, Sergeant Johnson. That's why the Flood doesn't get him. Or so-and-so. That's that guy's name. You know, like, and it was, like, fucked up. Like, it was stupid. Like, but, like, it, like, blew my mind. Like, they put that effort into it. They started drifting away from that after, like the second book, third book. But the first one, if you've ever played the Halo campaign, like, all the way through, read the first book. Don't bother with the second one. Don't bother with the third one. Just read the first book. And you will totally be there. You'll remember it. They have the elites pop up at the same places and the same type of installations. And the way that it describes everything, like, he actually uses physics, like, for real physics. And it makes everything make sense. And, like, it's just, you just get immersed in it. And because you've played it, you can remember it. So, like, your brain, like...
Right.
It's not just reading a book where, like, you kind of, like, imagine stuff. It's like, you actually can picture this. Like, oh, I remember doing this. I remember this fucking part. Son of a bitch, that guy's going to pop out any second. Oh, get popped up. Fucker, gold elite. Son of a bitch. You know? like, you remember that. Like, and, like, you have animosity towards them. But they give everybody personalities. Like, the elites talk to each other. And you can, like, you know, you read what they're talking about. Right. So, you know, like, there's, like, the whole disdain thing. There's shit with the grunts and all the little soldier guys. All the NPCs, they all have backstories. And some of them don't, you know, they don't get that deep into. Some of them, they carry on through a couple books because I survive.
Right.
But it makes it, like, amazing just because, like, you can actually visualize doing it. Like you feel like you were there, like reading, like, an old war journal. Like, oh, day three, Covenant tank. like, you know, like those old Civil War shows on, like, the History Channel. Yeah. Where, like, they read the guy's letter. You feel like that. You feel like that, but it's Halo. It's weird and stupid, but it totally works.
And see, I play Halo, I didn't play it a lot, like, the multiplayer, but I did the single player on the weekends.
Okay.
Because of work and school and stuff like that. I actually got to the last part of the game, and you had to get into the Warthog and, like,
and race through the ship?
Yeah.
As it's exploding?
And I kept dying because of the controls. I'm just like, I can't get through. And it was because of the controls. But I came to appreciate
just lack of skill. Oh, you busted a Game Boy? I'm all jealous and shit. Wait, no, that's PS. No, that's Game Boy.
That's 3DS.
Oh, those hurt my eyes.
Yeah, you know I got mine in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I remember from Halo.
The music.
Yeah. I actually downloaded this song in Guitar Hero so I could play it. They had the mix. It was pretty cool.
Which is funny.
Yeah, the guitar. So, yeah.
Did you remember Master Chief being in Dead Alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Classic. Look at that. Guitaring.
You guys listen to 95.1 Little Rock?
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who does, like, the voice of, like, the announcer, like, 95 will rock. That's Master Chief.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's more famous than Will Rock.
Yeah, he is.
Well, no, they probably pay him to do those, you know, those, whatever.
Well, no, he was on the station before that.
Mm-hmm.
They just liked his voice, and then they just, you know, auto-tune a little bit to make him sound all Master Chief-y.
Did you guys see the live-action Halo or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Movies. Yeah, Ford on a Dawn.
Yeah, well, they're doing another one now for the Master Chief Collection. Because rumor is that in Halo 5, you're actually not playing as Master Chief.
Did you guys ever play, not Reach, the one after Reach.
ODST?
No, no. Halo 4?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
No, but like, you know, like they had like all the like the weekly things where you like see the little movie and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's Halo 4. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like at the very end of that. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the game, but the very end. When, like, he goes walking through and there's all, like, those, like, little proto-Spartans.
Right.
And he comes walking through, like, and, like, the graphics on that is amazing. There's and he comes walking in and he's, like, 2 feet taller than all these other, like, Spartans that are all, like, yeah, we're Spartans, we're badass. And he just comes walking in, like, and everyone's, like, and, like, there's people, like, tripping on the treadmills and shit just because, like, this giant last Spartan, well, except for Grey Team, if you read the books, there's actually right. four left that are somewhere else. But, yeah, no, just walking him walk through and the graphics of it, and, like, just amazing. I was watching, I was like, wow, because like you get that like when you beat the game, it's like the finishing thing scene. And I was like, I didn't like the game, but this was worth it. I really liked this part.
For some reason, when I seen the graphics when they showed it at E3, it gave them that Metroid Prime feel, and I was just like, did Retro make this? And then they said 343 Studios, and I was just like, okay, now Halo gets my respect. I mean, I'm cool with Halo stuff, but for something about those graphics that I seen in that game when they first showed it off, I'm like. Whoever did this did a really good job because I get a straight retro Metroid Prime feel.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But that was like that was probably one of the good things that Microsoft did when they bought they bought the Halo rights off of Bungie before right. Bungie went to Activision, did whatever.
Yeah.
And 343, their sole purpose is only to make Halo games. So if your sole purpose is to make a Halo game and your first outing of a Halo game flops, you know.
But actually, everybody, when Halo 4 came out, they wanted the 360 bundle.
Yeah.
You know, because that was only a limited edition one. Everybody wanted that. I was kind of surprised that it didn't make enough sales that it should have made.
Unfortunately for Halo 4 2 is it came out a week before the new Call of Duty came out.
Yeah, that kind
of
fucked up.
And unfortunately, no, nothing beats Call of Duty, unfortunately. And that's what's really funny. Which, yeah. I mean, even still, we'll see when in November when we're back to Advanced Warfighter coming out and we'll start selling. And I hate Call of Duty. I don't like...
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a Call of Duty person.
Advanced thing has to go against Grand Theft Auto 5, the remastered one. But then they also have to go against Smash and Pokemon on November 21st.
Isn't Pokemon coming out?
Yeah. They remake the second one.
Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are like...
I've actually been playing Glazed, which is a hack one on my phone. It's Pokemon 1 and 2, but they have, like, every Pokemon, and you got, like, three different regions you get to go to. It's a hack on the phone, so, I mean, like, you can, like, you know, 99 rare candies, you can do that. Like, I haven't done that yet. I should, but I haven't. But, yeah, no, like, it's actually not too bad, and it's, like, basically a remake of Yellow.
Yeah, Yellow is...
Which is funny, you were just talking about Yellow today.
I've never played Yellow, I think because
I haven't, of course, yeah.
Yellow was just red or blue, just you got poked...
Yellow was based more on the TV show. That's like the closest to the one, you know, where you... That was the only one that you could actually get at the time, where you can get all the starters, and Pikachu actually followed you, and...
Yeah.
And Misty and Brock talked to you, like, yeah, you're my friend.
Hey, what are you playing there, John?
Playing Smash Brothers.
Well, it's going to be a really interesting holiday. The Bayonetta, I don't know if
Bayonetta 2.
But the Bayonetta demo, I have been playing like crazy.
I like the first
one. They Platinum, and I think Nintendo and Platinum, you know, made a good choice of working together to get this game.
And it's actually, like we talked about, Nintendo needed something like that too, because they've been struggling getting third-party support.
Well, the thing about it is, I think we had this talk, it's just like, third-party support now really don't mean nothing.
No, not really.
Because it's just like, they'll show a game out, it'll come out, and it doesn't sell well.
That was the
where, you know, people are just like, ooh, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto. And then everybody's just like, no, we want Captain Toad.
That's you with your Nintendo love. There you go. Everybody, I do not want... See, you just said everybody wants Captain Toad. I do not give a shit about Captain Toad, so not everybody wants Captain Toad. Jonathan, do you want Captain Toad?
I don't even know what Captain Toad is.
I don't know what Captain Toad is either.
If you play Super Mario 3D World, Captain Toad is told he had his own levels in the game.
and it was all designed like puzzles, and it was one of the best part of Mario 3D World. So Nintendo made its own game, and everybody now just like they got to give it a release date, and everybody wants that.
Yes.
A lot of people haven't talked about it.
Well, while you're playing Captain Toad, I'll be playing the Master Chief Collection.
Well, yeah, that's probably right now. I mean, everybody's talking about that now, but everybody's just like, oh, Captain Toad got a
But Nintendo also doesn't have many options. We've gone back and forth with this too. Again, well, you need Captain Toad, because if they don't have Mario or Captain Toad or Luigi or Luigi's Mansion or new Star Fox or new Zelda.
Where's my vacuum?
That's right. Or Marth.
Actually, the Dark Moon, so.
I love Dark Moon. It's one of my favorite 3DS games.
I mean, I think that's the thing we talk about when it's third party versus Nintendo.
Did you say Harvest Moon?
No, I said nothing about Harvest Moon.
Oh, I thought you said Harvest Moon. I was about to slap you. I don't even know you.
No.
I do want to play Harvest Moon.
No, you don't.
I want to try it.
Yeah, it's Farmville.
But it's made by Nintendo, so it's worth Ed's money.
No, it's by Nintendo. It's on a Nintendo.
Well, Nintendo. You can only get it on a Nintendo. So.
Didn't you like battle with like carrots and stuff like that?
Farmville. You farm.
Just farm.
Yeah. It's Farmville. Well, Harvest Moon is Farmville.
But it's also very similar to Animal
Crossing.
But
you lose your.
So I mean, it's gonna be.
let's put the microphone up to Jonathan's face so we can all hear this conversation.
Hi, baby. How's it going?
Ew, baby. Ew. I was wondering what that smell was.
What's going on? Look. Okay, we're making fun of a guy for Facebook and Harvest Moon or something. You're on the air. Everyone can hear you. Say something sexy, like bananas or pajama pants or something. Alright, so what's up?
She just loves you. She wants to know you're alive.
Oh, she just hung up the phone.
Oh, Jonathan's in trouble.
Yeah. He'll be in trouble, but he'll be in the bed. She'll be right by his side.
Nah, I'll probably be sleeping on the couch.
Mm-hmm. I'll be on a couple of couch.
Okay, did you pay for the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, then you can
see. I own all the furniture.
Okay, then you can
see. He owns all the furniture. He's got it.
I'm right in the bed. If you mad at me, go sleep in the kitchen. I'll make you some Kool-Aid. Because if I paid for this and when Dine came out...
We don't have Kool-Aid in our house.
You got Flavor Aid?
No.
No AIDS.
You got that
Crystal Light.
You got that you got that government juice.
No.
That was Flavor Aid.
Juicy juice.
We drink filtered water. And organic milk.
Flavored water.
No flavor.
Oh, filtered water. I'm sorry.
Filtered. No, because the flavor is that's all these artificial sugars you don't want.
That is true.
It's going to kill you.
That is true.
Yeah.
That I red just, 9 I and yellow 5.
Right yeah.
I'm not smoking. I don't smoke.
The cigarette smokes.
Oh, no. I don't smoke. Lighter sound comes.
He's really getting in trouble if she listens to this episode.
Nah. No, she's probably looking it up right now.
What are they listening to? Nah. Well, heck, we're coming up to almost our 3-hour mark here, so why don't we close out with the last 20 minutes with what you got going on, Ed, and we can talk a little bit about some horror games.
Preach to me about Nintendo and how awesome it is.
No, not Nintendo. We're not going to talk more about Nintendo.
Well, tomorrow on Optional Opinion, I'm doing commentary on the movie Silent Hill Revelations. You can watch it on Netflix. And then Wednesday, I will be talking about Ubisoft. I never seen it, so that's why I'm doing it. I'm doing those two things this week. Next week, I'll actually be talking about bad horror video games by LGN. So you got Nightmare on Elm Street, and you got Friday the 13th with the one track music track, and you gotta throw the rock at Jason and win over Arch. But I'll be talking that next week. If you check out my blog on IGN under Anime ENIME, you guys can read my new story that I put on there. Should The Legend of Zelda 2 be remade?
Yes,
and I put my decision on there, but you could actually just read it and about how I write that. How I wrote that. The optional opinion Twitter page and Facebook page will be coming sometime next week. So tune in and chat it up with me. Check it out.
So yeah, so he's gonna be talking about some horror movies, horror games. What are some of your favorite
horrible horror games?
Well, Silent Hill I don't consider horrible, but Jonathan, speaking of that, I still have your first Silent Hill Nintendo Power, or not Nintendo Power, PlayStation.
What the heck?
The book.
Really?
You gave me that walkthrough for the first game. And I still have it.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Silent Hill is one of my favorite franchises, except for I do like the first three of the games, and you're talking about Revelation.
Like, I didn't like The Room.
No, I have The Room, but yeah, a lot of people didn't like it either.
Horrible.
Some people like it for the aspects of the haunting, you know.
Yeah, no, I just gave up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I got more candles for my apartment.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the good thing about The Room is everything that you did there reflected what we were doing later on in the game. So that was what the kind of cool part was with The Room.
There was one that Square Enix did.
I'm not sure.
Parasite Eve.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's
what
I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I've never.
I like
tried
Parasite
it,
Eve.
But they said that
that's a role playing game. Yeah, that's actually based off a novel.
There's actually a sequel too. Me and Chris Beeman used to play that all the time. Parasite Eve.
Oh, Beeman, I miss Beeman.
He's come on. The last time he was on a few, more than that, probably 10 episodes ago or something. Yeah, we're still doing stuff. And...
No, I just want to rub his beard.
Yeah,
it's still there.
Yeah, it is. You still got it.
Silly little man.
But yeah, some of my favorites was Silent Hill, Resident Evil, Clock Tower. We kind of talked a little bit last week about some of those.
Do you remember
but...
Deception?
No.
For the PlayStation? Deception was a game by Tecmo, and you had to kill everybody by a set of traps. So you have enemies come in, and what you would do is place a trap right there. So when people came into the door and you try to get rid of them, you hit a button and a trap would come in. So you could spring them into the fireplace and kill them with a fire, or have them slide off the stairs.
They made a new one of those.
They made like five of them.
You know, I'm saying, but like not too long, like maybe like a year or two ago, was one of them, and it was like super glitchy.
Like
where the NPCs would just like wander around like not where they're supposed to be. Where it's like, oh, here's your trap, and it was like right next to it, just gonna hang out. Not move.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You can't do anything at all. You're just stuck now because dickhole NPC is just like one square over in a sense. Like,
I remember playing Deception 2, like the demo of it, and just trapping people and throwing them in the fire and just killing them. It was a nice horror game where you was just the person who did the killing, but you just had to trap the people. Not like the terrible Night Trap game. Nothing like that.
So it's just like playing Sims where you just figure out ways to kill them.
Minus that.
Mm-hmm. No, Sims. Everyone who plays Sims just kills their Sims.
That's the whole point.
Like, they just, oh, you can't, there's no door out of the kitchen and you can't turn the stove off. Oh, you burnt to death. Now there's a ghost.
My Sims were always crying and whining about getting up for work. It was hilarious.
Sounds about the real Justin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
According to Lucia, that's what Justin does on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get up.
Yeah.
Go to work. I don't wanna go to work.
I don't wanna keep blowing at the window. It's not working.
Whatever. Just try it. Keep trying.
No, I've been trying. I feel bad.
It's okay. Don't be bad. Don't feel bad. Well, what's some of your favorite horror games, Jonathan?
First Resident Evil.
Okay.
Yes.
I liked Zero, actually.
The GameCube one?
Yeah. No, actually, I really like that one. I don't know.
I want to try that one.
Zero's good.
You switch off between the guy and the girl.
Yeah.
So you have to do, like, teamwork, like... Only certain people can only do certain shit.
Uh-huh.
So you gotta use both of them to solve a puzzle. And sometimes, like, you'll go, like, you'll switch over to the other character and say, oh, you're getting eaten. Awesome. Fuck me. I'm out of herbs now because apparently smoking pot saves your life when you're fighting zombies. And you wanna get the red herb because.
The red shit. Herb.
But,
yeah, Resident Evil 4 was mine.
That's a good game, yeah.
I played the Resident Evil remake. But I really want to just try it again. I'm probably going to buy the HD version.
The last one I played was that team one where it was like four of you. I can't think of the name of it. Maybe Apocalypse or something.
No, that's the Outbreak.
No, it was another one.
There was one. It was like four player, basically just like you basically just played online. And you couldn't become a zombie. It was stupid. But no, it was like four player. It was after that one in Africa. There was that Resident Evil...
Resident Evil 6?
Six or five or something like
five,
that.
Five was in Africa.
Yeah.
In
Africa.
It was like four. It was a four player because they had like a mask and they was like in black coats.
Yeah.
Like in
the team. You know, that's the last one I played. But, you know, I love Resident Evil. Silent Hill, just because I was saying, like, back in the day, we'd all play together. So it was, like, a big group activity. And there weren't, you know, besides Resident Evil, there weren't games like that.
Yeah.
So it was, like, you know, like, a big, like, family experience, even though it was just a bunch of, like, stupid kids.
I would love to see y'all gather around the TV and try to get through Ghouls and Ghosts or Ghosts and Goblins and see if you can survive.
Wait, is that, like, one of those, like, Plants vs. Zombie games?
No, Ghouls and Ghosts was on the Nintendo. It was Arthur, and you do that little, his little knight thing, and you had to fight, like, the zombies, and it would have difficult jumps.
He's one of my favorite characters in Marvel's Capcom 3. Arthur.
One of my old favorite...
Well, Ghosts and Goblins was the...
Zombie games was Zombies Ate My Neighbors. You remember that?
Yeah.
That game was the shit, and it had, like, 8 billion levels.
It was 50 levels, and you had the four-letter code, and you had to fight, like, the old-school B-movies, so you had, like... Aliens kidnap a cheerleader, so you had to walk around cheerleaders. You had to fight a big baby.
One of your
monster.
Weapons was a squirt gun.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason that worked. I used to play it with my mom.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, back then, like, you know, she'd be player two. If you run this shit, and she was better than I was. It pissed me off.
What was it, Ghosts and Goblins?
Oh,
what was
Operation Raccoon City.
Yeah, Operation Raccoon City, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone had, like, had to trade stuff because only some people could use certain items. So it's like, oh, I found this, but only this dickhole can use it. But, oh, apparently his mom's yelling at him, so guess we're not going through this door. You know? Because he's grounded now, or it's dinner time, and he's just not playing. Yeah, so that kind of ruined that game. But, I'd say, like, the original Resident Evil and Silent Hill, just because there weren't games there at that time.
That's
like,
true.
You didn't have that horror, like, factor, like, or, like, survival where you're panicking because you've got 3 bullets left. You have no health.
Oh, did you try Fatal Frame at all?
A little bit. I rented it and took it back, like, 2 days later.
It wasn't yours.
I had work, you know.
Yeah, I haven't tried the Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame's pretty good.
I
first one came out around the same time, I think, like, Silent Hill 2 or Silent Hill 3 came out, so.
I just don't like when you have to, like, do stuff that's not, I mean, like, okay, like, Metroid Prime, or, Metroid Prime makes me kind of like a hypocrite because I love that game because you had to scan stuff. I hate doing that kind of shit. Like Fatal Frame was like, oh, we have to find somewhere to take a fucking picture.
Well, actually, the scanner was optional.
Yeah, no, but
when it's needed.
Yeah, but if you wanted to, you know, do everything,
you gotta scan
that shit. I mean, you scan more than you do anything else.
That is.
True. You know, like with Fatal Frame, like I don't like having to take pictures. It's just like,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to.
Kill.
Yes. Like, did you try it.
Did you try Clock Tower?
That's another classic.
Which, that's the one that came to Super Nintendo. I don't think Fatal Frame came to Super Nintendo. Clock Tower came to Super Nintendo.
Well, I played that on PlayStation, though. Clock Tower 3 or something like that.
Yeah, Clock Tower 1 came to America for the PlayStation. The Super Nintendo one never came here.
Why not?
I really don't know. It was still there. It was just a Japanese kind of thing.
I acted like it was your fault. Sorry.
It was all Ed's fault. Why didn't it come, Ed? I don't know. I couldn't afford it.
Japanese bow. Sorry.
John, what about you? What's some of your favorite horror games?
Mike Tyson in the original Punch-Out for the NES. That motherfucker. You cannot beat him. He was a nightmare. He made me miss school because I had many broken NES controllers. It's like, hey, I got this. I finally sat here. I spent an hour and a half getting here. I went from Glass Jaw to Mike Tyson. I will do this.
I thought it was the NHL for Sega Genesis.
Oh, no. God. NHL 14 is fantastic. Or NHL 94 is
fantastic. We're talking horror games now, guys.
Have you played the EA games for Sega Genesis? I was just like, goodness. Did y'all take the frame rate from Atari and put these graphics on it?
But again, my favorite would be Resident Evil 2. I mean,
yeah,
classic. And I talk about that all the time because, again, the first time you see the liquor in the police station through the double two-sided mirror, I still think about that. And with the lights out. And
that's everybody know I beat that on Nintendo 64.
Yeah, we know.
Now, my worst memory of Resident Evil is when the fucking... Oh, what the hell was it?
The Wicker?
No.
Nemesis?
The Nemesis. When he burst through the wall randomly.
And just like, Nemesis.
Yeah, you're like,
or Stars.
Stars.
Yeah, you're like in one of the weird, laboratory basements.
And he just comes out of nowhere.
And you're like, oh, fuck, I've got two bullets.
And now you
gotta
kill him. Yeah,
this is not
well, you actually don't even kill him. You just shoot him until he leaves, basically, or whatever.
Yeah, no, but I mean, just like, because I wasn't expecting that. And it actually scared me. Exactly. I was like, oh, shit.
Wait, are you talking about Resident Evil 3? Nemesis with the tyrant where he chases you around when you're Jill, or
no, it's one of the earlier ones.
You know what, this I might have a new one. This Duck Hunt character from Smash Brothers might be my new scary favorite thing, because I can't beat this motherfucker.
The dog
from the original Duck Hunt from the NES.
He's the dog.
Yeah, he's got the duck and the dog, and the duck shoots some shit out of its ass, and I'm trying to
Do you try holding the gun right?
Yo, everybody did that.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about for the game. But actually, for the NES, actually another scary
game. Did we all hate the dog? Is that what we're saying here?
Again.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, my other scary... other scary...
And you couldn't kill him.
Other nope. Scary
no,
game...
No, apparently you could.
The other scary game was the original... for the. I'm going all the way to the original NES. Was when you got Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, and that Olympic game where you got the little power pad, and the power pad never freaking responded. You sat there...
I used to love that. I did it. My friend had it, and we used to.
Oh, I had it. I had it.
We did it with our hands.
Yep.
Or we actually, if we were tired, like, huh?
Yep.
One more round.
What about you, Ed? What's some of your favorite horror games?
Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 5 with my friends, just joking around, laughing. Silent Hill has some good moments. Ghouls and Ghosts was a good one. Deception. There was Ghost House for the Sega Master System. Is when you had
know that one.
Yeah, you used to have a car, so you used to be like this little vampire with this big head, and you had to punch people with this big fist. But you had like you used to jump on lamps and stuff, and then like a knife would come at you. You had to jump on it. The goal was to beat Dracula and collect these diamonds. You probably could look it up, Justin. But it was called Ghost House. That was my first horror game. Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
That was a good one.
I kind of want to add Contra and Contra 3 Alien Wars.
Oh, really? Contra?
It wasn't scary, but I just liked the grotesque design of it. Like kind of like Splatterhouse was... But, you know, just hitting the aliens and stuff in Contra 3 was just amazing. Like, beating the cyborg who opens up the door and then shoots all the fire and stuff at you. And just,
what system was Ghost House on?
Sega Master System. Because the Sega Master System had two cartridge slots. It had one for the cartridges, and then it had one.
See if we get anything here.
It's ridiculous. Look at all that stuff on the screen.
That's when video games are awesome. That's some sound effects.
I actually never played that. I didn't really. Who had a Master System?
I did.
Wow.
I had a Master System.
Wow.
That's why he drank powdered milk.
I had the Atari. Well, the family had the Atari. I had the Nintendo systems. My brother had.
I had a ColecoVision.
Yeah.
I never had a ColecoVision.
I had a TurboGrafx-16.
Had that.
Holy shit.
And a Jaguar.
Didn't have that.
Wow.
I had a Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Sega Master.
Damn, a Jaguar was like $500.
That's why we. That's why we had a public aid, you know.
Powder milk, man.
See, it was. See, for me, it was the complete opposite from how it is with Ed's. How it was talking about his family background.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaddy was the one who got me my Game Boys and my video game systems, and my mom was the one who was like, "Here's your government cheese. Enjoy the brick.
Enjoy the brick."
Dude, for me to get a Nintendo 64. My grandparents had a half in-ground, half out-ground pool in Missouri. Mm. And they had a big flood, and the pool caved. I had to dig out the pool. Dig out the pool. Put in water. Do you know how much the fucking pool liner weighs?
Ooh, heavy.
Well, the 1064.
That's like 500 pounds. I had to haul that down three hills. Not even joking. Three hills. Help my grandpa put it back up after digging out the pool. 1064. It took me 3 months to run Nintendo 64.
Wow.
They had it already. It was already bought. It was there.
Just hiding, waiting.
Well, like, I
Mario was sitting right there.
And here, Miles was, unwrap your day for Christmas. Here's your N64 Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's no, how it was no, for me. For
it was slave work.
That's how it was for me for the Ryan 64. My that's the first system I had to go pay for myself.
My slave work was, just come home with straight A's and don't get suspended. Good enough.
Well, that's a lot of effort, too. I got expelled from 3 junior highs, so I'm saying that's a lot of effort.
What the heck was you doing?
Jonathan was doing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing balls.
I was a little bit of a troublemaker. Just a little bit.
I beat that damn Duck Hunt dog. Sorry. Fucker.
All right, then I'm done, dude.
We're done here. We're done here. That's it.
That's actually kind of it.
Fuck Duck Hunt.
Oh,
it's over.
I actually want to talk about scary. I want to recommend a scary movie to you guys.
Go ahead.
Before we go off there. Stealth. That is the scariest movie, and that is 2 hours of my life. I can never get back with a talking airplane with Jamie Foxx. I wish I never
and
saw
Jessica
that movie.
Biel?
And Jessica Biel.
The movie
was she
terrible.
Hot in there?
That's why it's a scary movie.
She does wear a bikini.
Save the movie.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know,
for some, yeah.
You know, like.
Are we going to watch a horror movie on the podcast? Or
no, but we could. I mean, we could figure it out, I guess.
What would you recommend?
It would have to be campy, maybe like Sleepaway Camp or Basket Case.
I've never seen Basket Case.
Maybe Basket Case.
I know Sleepaway Camp is just completely horrible.
No, it was great. That's a classic.
Oh, I know it's a classic. After I watched it on YouTube, I was just like, this movie is.
That's a guy. Yeah, she's holding the guy's head with the. And he's just like, that's. Oh, I forgot it. Angela.
Yeah.
That's a guy. And that's all he can say as she has her freaky naked self.
You know, that's the only reason why you watch campy horror movies from the 80s, because there's, like, ridiculous, yeah.
Well, there wasn't that much boobs.
I mean, that's the thing that was really good about Scary Movie. Or not Scary Movie, but, like, the original Scream. Movie Scary Movie is funny, but Scream poked fun, like, the first one, poked fun of the genre itself.
That's true.
Where it's like, oh, well, if you show your tits or you have sex, you gon' die. You know, that's actually what started the whole "the black man dies first." So Ed, that's why we keep you on the show, especially this month.
You're our lifesaver.
We love you, Ed.
No, I'm throwing one of y'all white dudes because y'all can't run quicker than me. So I'm picking you up, throwing you like a
right. That's why.
What if there's water or ice outside? What are you gonna do? Because I know you can't swim, and I know you can't ice skate.
But yeah, I can't swim real.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's true. It's okay.
I'm gonna find something in here and break that wall. No,
you can jump out the window, no problem. None of us could jump out there, but you got that. You got that cover.
Well, actually, Justin might be able to fit through there if he's got his margarine on or his butt up. and that's what you call a callback.
My
hot
dog flavored water.
Squeeze him out.
Got Justin do that Winnie the Pooh shit too.
So that means we gotta run all the way upstairs.
Yeah.
To get some butter to come all the way downstairs to help him get out.
No, we put his ass there, get him stuck, and then that's plenty of time for the three of us to get the fuck away.
And then, like, I used to figure skate for years and years and years.
That's why Ed's
so you
a good
jump
friend.
On my back and I'll ice skate us out of here in the winter while they're distracted with his buttery ass stuck in the window. Him, I don't know.
That's what I love about Ed. Ed just sat there. He's like, I'll throw one, you motherfuckers, in front of the guy first. But then we're like, we're going to put Justin in here to distract him.
Right.
And he's like, go upstairs and rescue him. Nah, fuck that. He's there for a reason. Justin, thanks for the good times. But I can skate.
I mean, have you ever watched a horror movie and just be like, I wouldn't do that at all. Why are you doing something stupid? Like, you
oh, yeah.
I love, reasons I don't know. If,
how to get out of this.
Well, there's that one TV,
there's
that one commercial.
There's tons of times where, like, they just don't kill the guy. Or it's like, oh, I think he might be dead. Well, he fell on the stairs. Like, run down there and just fucking stop
have you
on
guys
his
seen
face.
That? Have you guys seen
make
that one?
Sure he's dead. Like, ever make sure they're dead.
Have you guys seen the car commercial that they got going on right now? I know a lot of it's like Hulu Plus and stuff. You guys saw. But there's a commercial for a car, and there's like the chainsaw. There's like a shed filled with chainsaws, and it's a bunch of teenagers, and there's a car running. And the guy's like, I think we lost him. We got to get away from this guy. And the girl's all like, why don't we get in the running car and get away? Yeah. And the guy's like, no, it's better if we go hide behind the wall of chainsaws. Okay. And then the guy sits there with the chainsaw. It's like, it's the funniest commercial I've seen in a while.
No, I have not seen that.
I got to see that one. That'll be on my Facebook page.
Yeah. any show theme, any video game theme we want to play a show out to? Right? Anyone got anything off the top of your head?
Well, yeah, I talked about Saturday cartoons, so you got to go
We
out.
Could play...
No, we've done Turtles.
No, we did Turtles already.
You could do level 2.
What's that? Oh, that could be 2, yeah.
Gummy Bears. We can do the Gummy Bears theme song.
Oh,
Gummy
shit.
Bears.
Gummy Bears. Yes.
Gummy Bears it is. All right.
Because I was already saying it earlier. Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
How do they come up with that being a show? Like, I Punky Brewster made more sense to me than Gummy Bears did.
But yeah, there it is. Disney's Gummy Bears. Oh.
Disney has some awesome theme songs.
There it is. Turn this shit up. I think mine and Ed's went a lot better than this. So how much of the stuff on your topic list did we actually get over besides Wolverine? And Saturday morning cartoons.
That was really, if I can even find it. Oh, here it is. No, that's not it either. Man, we covered everything, whatever.
We covered that and more.
We actually did. Actually, I'm surprised I can't find it right now.
I like the Tailspin.
Well, here, while we're getting that together, Ed, why don't you go ahead and throw out where we can find you?
You guys can find me on Facebook under Edward Varnell, or you can find me at Twitter at That Retro Code, THAT Retro Code.
Go ahead, John.
You can't find me.
He's
I'm decided that I too would now go on live off the lamb. You know. Now you can find me on the Twitters at Darth Cubby, on Facebook. I run the Facebook page, so if you want to get a hold of me, just get a hold of the Critical Hit Anomalous Facebook page.
He's our main moderator.
And I hope you all who listen to us live realize that I sacrificed watching The Walking Dead for this appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
A lot of people are actually doing it. Right now, Sunday nights is crammed with a bunch of TV.
Oh,
and
check out The Flash. I recommend
Which
The Flash.
Which I gotta check out,
it was, too. It was a fantastic show. I didn't get to touch base with it, but it's pretty good.
Was it as good as Arrow?
Arrows.
You liked Arrow too?
No, I thought it was horrible.
Oh, really?
I like Arrow.
Yeah, no, I said it sarcastically.
Oh, that makes me sad. You're dead now, Jonathan.
I like Arrow. And actually, speaking of Arrow, here we are trying to get off the.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lego Batman 3, the video game. There will be Arrow DLC, and the entire cast of Arrow will be voicing their own characters. So,
oh my god.
It's fantastic fucking news. That is enough for me to go pre-order my $5 to get my Plastic Man Lego figurine from GameStop.
I'm
that's
missing,
sarcasm.
I'm missing out on so much life.
You are. Oh, you are. You gotta get living. How about you get living and tell us where we can find you, Jonathan?
On the couch.
In the gutter?
Apparently.
Places. I do stuff and things, and I'm occasionally at places.
Nouns?
Yes, nouns. I do nouns. I verb it up quite a bit. I'm on the internet.
Just not for porn.
No, I just found out about
you
that.
You just found
That's
out
awesome.
For today.
That's so awesome.
You learned something on Teacher.
I'm gonna masturbate so much.
Teaching
now.
You that Teacher.
Next time you guys see me, my hand is just gonna be covered in muscle and vessel.
Oh, you worked out a lot. What's your regimen like?
Just one side of me. It's gonna be huge. But yeah, no, you can find me on Facebook or something.
There you go, Facebook.
There you go.
That's how I met Justin was Facebook.
Yeah, actually, he it's his cousin who's super hot, and that's how we really met.
Nicole?
Yes.
Well, no, Nicole Eggert's my cousin.
Yes, I'm. Yes.
No, from Baywatch.
Yeah. That's really my cousin. It's really his cousin. Yeah.
It's really his cousin. I'm not joking.
No, he's not.
It's ironic that we talked about Baywatch last week, and now we have a connection of Baywatch.
6 degrees. Holy shit. What's it good?
We share some DNA.
Yeah.
Maybe other things.
Ah, no. Get out of
here. Gross.
Yeah, that's all right.
And Ziggy. All
right. Well, there you go. You can find me, CrazyJ82, on the Twitters, LCGH as well on the Twitters, The Critical Hit Anomalous on the Facebooks, as well as Justin Villarreal, Facebook.
Well, find us. Apparently our two-hour time slot went.
Yeah, we went over that, huh? So, yes, oh, well, whatever.
Yes, Jonathan ruined the show.
I did.
I ruined the whole Wolverine conversation by coming downstairs. I'm sorry.
I still like how that was our. I like how Wolverine was serious when we started.
And then
and Wolverine just turned into our on-running gag for the rest of the show.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Speaking of black and blue Wolverine suits, I'm going to go home with Carly Rae Jepsen and turn something else black and blue.
What was weird was because I was just like, well, I like your Watchmen shirt. Yeah. Let's talk about blue balls. Wait, what? And the conversation went $17.
And then, of course, I'm eating beef jerky and it's sitting in the middle of my lap. And...
Well, I've actually been mostly in your lap probably the whole time.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, how else? That's like the best way to meet somebody. Like, yes. When I first met you, is come sit on my lap. Let's talk during LCGH podcast.
I sat in your lap and grabbed his meat.
I figured it was, you know. If it's fair play. And then, I sat on your lap first, if we're talking all honesty. When we're talking to Mr. Pierre.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Perry. I forgot he was here. Well, in spirit.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
For being a white guy doing white guy stuff.
I'd like to thank our listeners, actually, one who stayed around in the chat room. We actually had a handful of listeners tonight, so that was really cool.
Did they try chatting up with us at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Just here and there. It wasn't much. We also had someone tune in just a little bit. We got... Puddin' Britches. Thank you for listening.
Are you a Harley Quinn fan?
And are you a Harley Quinn fan?
Are you still on?
Yeah, I think you should. No, we're still on. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's Puddin' Britches.
Yes, they are still on. And we also have Alessandro. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that, but thanks for staying and listening.
It's Mexican, he can't even say it right.
I don't even think that's a real Hispanic name.
It sounds super Mexican to me.
Nah, I've never heard of Alessandro.
Offended a listener.
I'm sorry, listener, no. But thanks for listening.
I think we were
Blaxican, it's okay.
Yeah, I think we made fun of everybody.
Everything today, yeah. You did a good job. 3 hours went by pretty fast.
We went from joke to joke. I think we did pretty good.
It's been a while, actually, for me. It's like 3 hours just went by like nothing, so. Yeah.
I'm totally in trouble when I go home. It's awesome.
It's going to be great.
I hope it was worth it, though.
Yeah,
it was a pleasure meeting you.
I'd like to be at work until tomorrow morning. So afternoon.
Oh, that's always good. Well, with that, then let's play the gummy bears and close the show out.
Peace and chicken grease.
Deuces. Gummy bears. Courageous and faithful and friendly with stories to share.
Like a
all through the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
You don't even get to eat them. That's the worst part.
Along with the secret of gummy bear juice. Not even joking. They take pride in knowing the fight for what's right. Whatever they do, gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. I adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. They are the gummy bears.
All right, good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
It's just so funny. They did video games out of most of the Disney things, but never did it.